Blog Talk Radio.
People have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know the things that I have come.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
How's everybody doing tonight? Oh, my testimony. I got y'all with that gospel song, didn't I? You wasn't expecting that one. That's my song when I'm feeling down. You don't know my story. And how many people got stories? We all got stories. But that's one record you could listen to. John P. Key and New Life. Whenever I'm feeling down, whenever I'm feeling depressed, my anxiety is high, on the verge of not giving up, but on the verge of having thoughts of giving up, having thoughts of throwing the towel in. And, you know, when you can't take, everybody got a song they ready to run to, when, you know, in times of need. That's my song that I run to. Okay. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast tonight, March 10th, 2023. I'm trying to amp myself up. I had a long day today. I feel tired, But I'm sure all my listeners tonight, you know, with the show, I'll be well awoke by the time the show getting to the wee hours, the good hours. I'll be wide awoke because, you know, it's just something about Friday. I didn't get good sleep last night, and you know when you don't get good sleep at night, it messes up your whole day. So it's like my whole day was off. And you know, on Fridays it's just like, you know, on Fridays people don't walk the same, people don't drive the same, like traffic is different. It just seemed like everything is different on Fridays. And the later it get, once it get like 2, 3, 4, 5 in the rush hour, you just could forget about it. That's when everybody is into full get home mode about 5 o'clock. They call that PM rush hour. And if you happen to be on the road anywhere in this world on a Friday, about 5 o'clock, if you happen to be on the road, or if you're on the road every day about that time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That Friday night rush hour, the rush to get home after a long week at work, it's something, I'm telling you. So after all that, I finally got home and I stopped at a soul food restaurant. Everybody knows that my show is based in Paterson, New Jersey. I stopped at a soul food restaurant on 10th Ave and I believe it's 24th Street, John Jack's. I thought they had $5 fish specials, but when I got there, I found out that the $5 fish specials was on Wednesday and not Friday. So I wound up buying the whole dinner, fish, potato salad, collard greens, a whopping $15. That's a lot, $15, but I was there, committed myself. I said, why not? Let's support our own people. It's black owned. And I have to say the food was good. I've been on a diet all week, so I was starving for some real food. I've been on a military diet since Monday. I lost 7 pounds and, you know, dropped my sugar, dropped my blood pressure. But anyway, The food was, it was pretty good. So if you're in Paterson or if you're coming to Paterson, anything, check out John Jack's on 10th Ave. See, I'm giving them free promotion. See, I'm supposed to get paid for that. But I will extend my gratitude and give them some free promotion today because I haven't been there in a while, but the fish was good. They gave me about 5 pieces and collard greens are good, and the potato. You know everybody can't make potato salad, but it was actually pretty good. So I'll be going back again. And if anybody in the vicinity, you could go there too. Okay, how about that show last week, y'all? That show last week, everybody, I know people, let me apologize for I fell asleep on the show. Somewhere in the third hour, I don't even remember. I just remember I woke up in my bed bundled up with my blankets. I don't know how I got from the studio to my bed. I don't even know. But for some reason, I just wound up in my bed somewhere. I don't even know how. And I heard the show went on for 3 hours or something in 43 minutes. I'll get a good bill for that in the end of the month. But I'm glad. I mean, I think Miles, Mr. Solution, the young lady from Virginia, another lady, and I think my guest is coming. I think they stayed on the show, and they held it down while I passed out. So I'm thank you for that. Thank you for keeping the show going on. You know what I mean? Because I passed out. Everybody know I got a weakness for some good vodka. I got a weakness for that, and I fall a victim to that. But I'm going light tonight. I'm going light tonight because my guest tonight just happens to be a pastor. They're from North Carolina. Now, it's not the first time I had a pastor on my show, because I had one on my show before. If y'all remember, maybe a month ago or 6 weeks ago, I had Pastor Lagar here. But he was a hometown favorite. This time we got somebody from the Carolinas. And, you know, a pastor is a pastor, and, you know, God is God, and, you know, stuff like that. So I treat it the same, but no two people are the same. I don't know if two pastors are the same. We'll find that out tonight. I really don't know, you know. So this is just a young man who's he's been a pastor, I guess, for a while, and he got a book that just came out. It literally just came out last week. The first day I talked to him, I think he said his book had came out the day before that. And I think the title of the book is called, it's on Amazon, it's called Without a Father's Hand. So we're going to talk about that. He had a YouTube page, YouTube relationship show on YouTube. We're going to talk about that. He got a disability. I'm going to let him talk about that. You know what I mean? Quiet is kept. I'm not sure. I don't know, but I think he got a couple of things to say about love, or maybe he's looking for love, or he had love, or he want love. I don't know, because everybody know, like, when I have guests, I talk to him maybe 2 times on the phone for 5 minutes. I don't really talk to my guests too much, because I want my interviews to be authentic. I don't want people to think it's pre-recorded or pre-arranged. Everything is right on the spot, live. You know what I mean? And that's the greatness of podcasts. You know, and that's what separates podcasts from radio, is that radio is pre-recorded and retaped, and they got the sounds to block out the profanity, and they can go back and edit and cut. But see, podcasts is live. And that's why I'm predicting that in the next 5 years, if we still here, which we should be, I predict there will be no more radio. It'll be all podcasts. So let's just see if that prediction is right. I'm trying to stop saying that word. Well, like I said, last week we had a hell of a show last week. We had people touching in from different parts of the world. And, you know, we came together to agree and disagree about relationships, as we always do. And people say, what is your show about? You know, and I'll be like, basically, my show is always going to be about relationships. My show is always going to be about love, because what else is it? That's the leading things to talk about on a podcast. I mean, we got other podcasters that talk about their own individual things, and that's cool. You know, and I was speaking to my sister earlier I told her, you know, everybody was calling me and they was asking me, yo, is your show going to be lit tonight like last week? Is your show lit, for people who don't know? Young word is lit. I guess that means good or animated or hyped or drama. I don't know. Is your show going to be lit? I said, well, you know, it's the listeners that make my show good. It's not me. You know, I'm the ringmaster, you know what I mean? And I follow everybody else's lead, you know what I'm saying? I get up here, and I know that my show is like, I look at my show like most people, they podcast. Most of the podcasters that we around, grown folks talking and Point of Impact and Let's Talk About It and the Lisa Experience and Dre Show and all, not even those podcasts all over, most of them are educational, and they education first. Let's educate the people, or education first, or health first, you know what I mean? But, you know, my show is entertainment first and then educate second. And that's cool that everybody else's might be educate first, you know, and entertainment second, you know, because no two shows should be the same, and they can't be the same. Everybody is their own individual. So some people might go to other shows because they want to, you know, they want black power. You know, other people might go to other shows because, you know, they want to talk about sea moss and health products. Some people might want to go because they want to talk about prison reparation or you know, whatever you want to talk about, you know what I mean? But basically with me, I take my podcast as show business. It's a business, but don't forget, it's a show. So that's what I'm here to do. I put on a show because it's show business, you know what I mean? And most of the time in my life, I tried to make things, or I presented myself in ways where I could be celebrated, not tolerated, you know, celebrated. So when you come out here, it's like it's a good time. It's a celebration, you know what I mean? And that's basically where we at. Because I got a saying that I always, you know, that I say is that no matter where you are, there you are. Trust me on that. So with that being said, I had something else I wanted to touch on. You see, I did apologize for falling asleep. I talked about my guests coming on. It's something else I wanted to talk about. And see, that's why we got to take notes, and we need personal assistance for all this stuff like this, because it's something else. Oh, okay, I don't know this, but I'm going to say I want to thank the people that's listening on the line, the links, you know what I mean, because I let everybody know the links are important. That's what's counted. The links, the people that click on the link, that's what's counted. You know what I mean? So, and my, you know, like Beyonce got the Beehive, and Nicki Minaj got the, I forgot what she got, but I got Jay Sean in the links. So everybody out there on the link, like Gladys Knight and the Pips, everybody on the link is Jay Sean and the links. You know, and I appreciate all the people that's out there on the links that's listening, that's afraid to call in, scared, don't want to call in. You know what I mean? A lot of people afraid to come on this show. Like I was talking to, when I had the pastor on the phone, when I did have him on the phone, the first thing he'd tell you, the first thing I asked him was, can you take a joke? Because you cannot come on this show and be uptight. You cannot come on this show and have tense or afraid of, what's the right word? I would say laughter or something like that, because like I say, I come out here, everybody know I'm funny, you know, I come out on this podcast to have a good time. Life is bittersweet. And we gotta make the best of it. So when Friday night comes, I want people to be waiting for Friday night to come. Friday night at 8 o'clock. I want you to be waiting for, you know, it's 8 o'clock coming. We gotta get ready. You know, Keeping It Real podcast is coming on. You know what I mean? Like, and like I said, don't just sit back. You know, tell a friend. I said that last week. Like, it don't matter if we got 5 listeners or 55 listeners, because you have to do your best. Because if you do your best for those 5 listeners after the show, 3 of them might tell somebody. So that 5 might turn into 8. So the next week you got 8 listeners and you do your best. And now out of those 8, 4 of them might tell 4 people. So now you got 12. You know what I mean? And it all goes on and on and on. So just always do your best. That's what I do. I always do my best. I try to keep it positive. I don't dwell in negativity, and I call it like I see it. And one thing you know when you're on my show is that I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. 1 second. Somebody. Oh, my sound. One second. Oh, okay, somebody was having problems. Let me talk. I got to talk more closer to the microphone. Sorry about that. But anyway, what we going to do, I see everybody on the phone lines. You know what I mean? Everybody know what we got to do. If you want to go live, you have to press 1. We're going to get to that. But what we going to do right now, we got the pastor coming out. And if you know, for me, drinking is at a minimum tonight because we got the pastor coming on. Now, I'm not crazy, you know what I mean? But I just let him know that if he was coming out here, you know, be ready. My audience, you know, we get a little bit, you know, If you're a friend to the show, everybody know. Let me see if his number is up here. Okay, I see his number up here. What we gonna do? We gonna go back to a quick song, and then we gonna come right back with Pastor Stroman. I hope I'm saying it correctly. Reuben Stroman. You know what I mean? We got a lot to talk about. He got a lot to talk about to tell you his story. You really gonna enjoy it. You know what I mean? We're going to have some fun. Oh, matter of fact, this is what I wanted to say. I just remembered. Somebody texted me and said it'll come back to me. It came back to me. Last week, the pastor was on my show. He was listening. That was his first time on the show. Somebody else, another listener, had told him about the show. So he came on the show, he listened, and he really enjoyed the show. You know what I mean? I think he got caught up in a couple of the debates, you know what I mean? And he really enjoyed the show. And my nephew reached back out to me, and we was talking. I was like, yo, I'm going to bring him on the show then. You know what I mean? If he had that much of a good time, and then I found out a little bit about him. I said, I'm going to bring him back on the show. And that's where we at right now. But why I'm saying this is because that's what you got to do. If you listen to a podcast and you hear something good, tell somebody about it. Don't just keep it all for yourself. Don't just hide it. Divide it, you know, and tell somebody. Like my nephew brought him on. He liked it. He told somebody. Now he on. Now he tells somebody. Then he on. And, you know, and that's how we build a congregation. That's how we build a fan base. That's how we build listeners for the show. So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to go to a quick song. I'm going to go back to my same song, because that song was 6 minutes long. I only played 3 minutes of it. But I'm going to play the other 3 minutes because I love that song. And then we're going to be right back after that song. We're going to start our show. We got some, the second hour. Once we get into the 9 o'clock hour, we got some crazy topics as usual. You know, we always got the crazy topics, and one of them is, why are black women so damn angry? And could that be why your relationship is falling apart and you alone? And then we got another topic is, why do men continue to cheat even though they got a good woman at home? And we just gonna stop at them two topics right there. And we gonna move on. I'm gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna take a quick shot of vodka. Don't tell the pastor nobody. We'll be right back after this song.
Like this. Come on, can we sing it?
Welcome back. Let me see if my guest is on the line. I see a couple of people pressing one tonight. You got to give me a minute. 3928. Mr. Pastor?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm okay. Did you like my introduction?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, all right. I tried to let people know, like, you know, you came out here last week and you really enjoyed the podcast so much that, you know, I had to invite you back.
Yes, sir. It was a good experience.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
Okay.
I can't see y'all, so I'm not nervous.
Oh, wow. Okay. You let the cat out the bag already.
Well, you know,
No, I do. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't. Not yet. I thank you for coming on the show, though, for real. I really appreciate it because, when you're doing a podcast, you know, every week, you know, we work diligently, you know, to prepare and, you know, and get ready for the next week. So when I found out I had that I was going to bring you on and I had a pastor on, like I said, I had one on before, you know, I had to really prepare for it, not by studying or nothing like that. I'm just preparing myself, you know, because
right.
It's really important because it's almost like a flip from what I'm used to on my podcast, because, you know, we come out here and we get it going talking about relationships and women. We get it going, you know what I mean? But sometimes it's okay to bring it on down, you know, and let the Lord in. That's what I'm going to say, let the Lord in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But first, tell my audience your name, where you from. Tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Ruben Strowman. I live in Columbia, South Carolina. I am 44 years old. I'll be 45 on the 22nd of next month. And just happened to be here. I enjoyed the show last week. And just keep in mind that preachers are humans as well. So I do have a lot of sense. I have a sense of humor. I like to laugh and just act up all the time. So I'm good. So be yourself.
you in the right place then.
Yes, sir.
You're definitely in the right place. But are you single or are you married?
I am single, looking, and ready to mingle.
Oh, see, you coming out here, you starting with me before I even start with you. You single and ready, you rhyming on my show, single and ready to mingle. So a little birdie said that you might be looking for love. Is that true?
Yes, always.
Explain that a little bit to me when you say that, like, a pastor is looking for love, because, like, some people might be confused, because, like, I'm a little bit confused with that, because well, you just said pastors are human too, right?
Yeah.
They're human too, but when you say looking for love, Why are you looking for love? Because you need it. Your life is not complete without it, or God is not enough right now. If you understand, you know what I'm saying, trying to say?
Yes, sir. God is enough of love, but we, you know, can't say the word right. Society says that, you know, you need companionship. Because, you know, you can pray all day long, but there's just some human contact you need. And some things God is not able to give you that a woman can. So, you know, you'd be lonely. And lonely is good sometimes, but not all the time, because the Bible lets us know that idle minds are the devil's workshop. So I have a lot of idle time. If I'm not brainstorming on some ideas, I'd be thinking of all kind of stuff. So, but, yes, looking for love is important, because the Bible says a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And he obtained favor. So I believe there's certain favor that I can't tap into unless I have a spouse, if you will. And it's not in all cases, but if you desire one, then I think you should have one.
Okay, so is it any certain kind of woman you looking for? Are you looking to hit the somebody calling me? I forgot to call my man in the show. I call him another break. Is it any kind of certain woman you looking for? Are you any certain kind of woman that you looking for? Are you looking for you trying to hit the light skin jackpot?
Well, actually,
The light skin lottery.
Complexion doesn't matter for me. The only place I like hair is on their head. So gotta be particular about that. Gotta be specific about things. I like everything, you know, about a woman. I like hair. I like, cause I'm a big guy. Those who don't know, I'm a heavy guy. I'm slimming slowly. So I refer a petite woman, not anorexic, but you know, by size 12 and under, if you will. But you know, just looking for someone who's nice, sweet. Have compassion because of my issues. A partner, basically. You know, we can go in partnership with different things, and whoever mindset think outside the box. Because by me growing up as a church boy, I'm closed-minded to certain things. I'm kind of broadening my horizons now about things as well. So somebody who's able to endure and have patience with me and can deal with my issues and I deal with theirs. Everybody have issues. And in my book that I wrote, I did put a relationship recipe together, that the biggest part of a relationship, the main thing, is communication. So you have to be able to talk things out and to get along with each other about different issues and concerns that you have with each other. So, yeah, I'm looking for love, and perhaps I can find this more sooner than later.
Well, did you? I gotta stop you there now. Did you do your research on me? You know who I am right now. You know what I call myself on this show? I'm gonna be right with it.
you made it clear last week.
You know, love don't live here anymore.
we're gonna
talk about love for about 30 minutes. But if you go into that second hour, what they say, come if you dare. When we get to that second hour of this show, but no,
your name gonna change, huh?
But nah, my temperament and everything. But look, that's a good thing though. But first, let me tell you, we got a lot of people on the lines, right? And we didn't tell people about your disability, so you could tell us about it, and then I'll tell you what I wanted to tell you about a lot of my listeners.
Okay. Well, I'm 44, I'll be 45 next month. I lost my vision at the age of 26, I think it is. I'm sorry, 28. I lost my vision in July of 2006, and September 2006, my kidneys, so I ended up going on dialysis. But I had a transplant in 2010, and so that sometimes scared people, but it shouldn't, because, you know, we're human, we still have feelings. I just can't see But I tell people, I might can't see the natural, but the Lord allowed me to see things in the spirit. And I got to talk to you for a little while. I can pick up on your spirit just like that and know what kind of person you are. So it's kind of hard really to get over on us. You can at some point, but eventually, we would, we'll peep your card real fast. But, yes, that's my disability.
Okay. Let's stop the press. Stop the press for 1 minute. Okay. You don't talk to me. You heard my show last week. You talked to me on the phone twice. You talking to me now. So you telling me you could tell me something about my character and demeanor by just hearing the way I talk, or you need to talk to me more, and then you could read me later.
I probably could tell you some things now, but the more I talk to you, the more I get to know you, and I could tell more things about you. Yeah, but from the brief conversations we've had, you are a nice guy, and I don't think we should give up on love. Love is very important. Love can help you live a little longer. Even when you don't want to live, it can help you live a little longer. But, yeah, you are a nice guy, and I just encourage you, don't give up on love. Yeah.
Thank you. Man,
sir.
I need to hear that more. Don't give up on love. But So you lost your vision when you was 28?
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you lose your vision?
Well, like most men, my thing was I was working and did not take care of my health. I developed diabetes, and high blood pressure. And so diabetes took my sight. I started letting do the laser surgery on my eyes. I mean, I started doing the laser surgery on my eyes to correct my vision because I wear glasses. And but when I started doing those surgeries on my eyes, that's when I began to lose my sight. And I told them they declared me legally blind in June of 2006.
So you had high blood. Like, I got high blood pressure and I got diabetes. Like, and I still do a lot of things. So you had high blood pressure and diabetes, and you wasn't taking it serious or your medicine?
I wasn't taking it serious. And the first thing that doctors do, I encourage all people, all race, do your research and do alternative things so you won't have to take the medications. Because when I used to take the medicine, they tried all different kind of blood pressure medicines. None of them were working, however. And that caused my kidneys to fail as well. But, yes, I was working. My thing was I got to make this money, and was neglecting my health. And so that's how I ended up in the condition I'm in. So I tell people it's my fault. I repented, and I believe the Lord forgave me for that. So now I got to focus and move on where I am now. So I encourage all, take care of your health. Very important. If you don't want to take the medications, you have to find all the other alternatives, like change your eating habits, doing all holistic stuff that will enhance your health better. You'd be surprised what a piece of celery would do for you. Celery is a good healer for the body as well, and it's natural.
Wow, that's you know, that's good information, but it's also kind of scary, you know,
I know it's
a lot of people on the line. I know my sister's on the line, you know, and we both got diabetes. And I had a brother, my older brother passed away with kidney trouble. You know, he had a kidney transplant and all the other stuff. And also my mother passed away in 2020 from COVID complications, but it her kidneys was low already, so it just, you know, it attacked that. But that's, you know, I appreciate you letting people know, you know, because not many people who are going to say that they, you know, losing their sight is their fault. I think you're the first person I ever heard say that, that you losing your sight with your own fault. You know, I mean, I never heard nobody say that before.
Right.
I commend you for that.
Thank you.
To just touch on that a little bit more briefly. Your diabetes was out of control. Your numbers was out of control. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir. I was walking around with blood sugars running between 245 and 400 for a long time. Did not know it. They said you have diabetes, but you got to listen to your body. I would drink lots of water, but in the midst of that, not knowing, and then they put me on the medication, metformin, and by drinking the water and using the bathroom a lot, it knocked my electrolytes off, so I could be walking like down the street, because I used to be office manager for a car title loan company, a district manager for them, and I could be walking to an inspection on a car and just all of a sudden fall down to the ground because all my electrolytes was off. Didn't know I should have been drinking Gatorade more than water to replenish myself. And the medication have bad side effects, and actually allergy metformin does kill your kidneys. So it could be a numerous of things that caused the kidneys to fail, but because I was not obedient to the doctors and doing what they say do, what they suggest you doing, I did not listen to them with that, and so that was the repercussions of the, and the consequences of not being obedient to the doctor and doing what I could do myself. So as far as exercising, watching what I eat, but like I said, I was a district manager, so I'd be traveling a lot. And most people, it's like a truck driver, they travel, they eat. They eat fast food, not sit down to a meal. We got to eat and go, run, eat and run. And not taking care of that particular eating properly and taking the medications and so forth, that causes the kidneys to fail on that aspect, yeah. So,
you
meant how I felt. I was 20.
Excuse me. You was on that famous damn, excuse my language, metformin that they give all of us, right? And
yes.
I think I heard
yes,
you say that the metformin might have knocked your kidneys off, because, like, my sister been taking metformin for a long time, and we talk about that a lot. I take it, too, whenever I take it. I mean, I don't take it regularly
right.
like that because I don't want to. But
right.
You think that the metformin knocked your kidneys off?
I think it helped. Yes, sir. And then also in my learning about the kidney on dialysis, it is hereditary in your family. So if you know, if you have a family member that's on dialysis, you may want to get yourself checked. On my father's side, a lot of people on his side have died with renal failure, which I mean kidney failure. I didn't know that it was considered as hereditary until I got on dialysis. And I was like, wow, if I had known this years ago, I might have could have prevented certain things from happening. But I did not know. So not knowing is bad, too. I know some people say the saying that not knowing ain't going to hurt you. You know, you just don't know. It will hurt you. So you need to check your family history, health history, and follow up on some things. Keep yourself in shape. Exercise. You know, eat the best way you can, because it's a sad day when that time comes. You're stuck on a machine. I ran on dialysis for 6 hours, 3 days a week. And
wow.
At that time, when I first lost my sight, I was a family driver, so I did a lot of driving. But I was wearing about, it was over about maybe 350 at the time. But I'm tall. I'm 6 feet tall. And so it don't look like I weigh that much, but I did. And so just being very health conscious and exercising, take care of your body. Listen to your body. If you're tired and sluggish and all this stuff, yeah, go get checked out. Because not knowing will kill you.
Wow. Can't say it no better than that. No better than that. Let's shift gears for a minute. We're gonna get back to
okay.
that, because that's depressing. You get me sad over
yeah.
here. Like,
oh, no, don't get that.
You just wrote a book. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to write a book, what inspired you to write a book, the name of the book. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the book that you just wrote. Because I love the title.
Okay. Yes, sir. Years ago, we was in church, and I said, I want to write a book one day. And I could see and drive around, just said it and just forgot about it. I was here. I have caregivers that work in the morning and evening. And so my caregiver, she's actually my neighbor. She actually writes books. She has 3 books out herself. Well, 2, and she's finna publish another one. Hope she gave me some props on that, too. But so I said, I want to write a book. Can you help me write a book? She says, yes. Keep in mind, y'all, I'm blind. She said, yes. I said, I could tell you my story, and you can put it in intelligent words for me. She said, she laughed. She says, well, you're intelligent. I said, nah, I'd rather someone else put it in more in, better intelligent words than I do, because my vocabulary is not that broad, if you will. But we did that, and she wrote it. I wrote it in a month, and I think in a half, because we kept going back changing stuff. But in a month's time, I wrote the book. And the name of the book is out. It's called Without My Without a Father's Hand. Tell a little bit about my story. I can't go real depth details about it in the book, but when I do the book signing or talk on a film like this, I can really go more into it. It's, of course, it's dealing with relationships with the father and children. Like my dad was incarcerated. I remember in the book I tell you, my father went to prison. I was about 2 or 3 years old. And the most fondest memory I have of him, it wasn't fond, but the main thing that stuck out to me is the night he got arrested. And we lived in the projects. I grew up in the projects. So the night that he got arrested, like maybe 2 weeks before that, I was there, had this big tree on the side of my building. Every Saturday, all of the community drunkards and drug addicts would come on the side of the building, on this big tree, and they would drink and smoke their pot and all that stuff, as they call it back at their reefers and pot. But, and I forgot what it's called, but I saw him and this lady. She had the reefer in her mouth, drawing from it. He had his mouth over the way the fire is. I forgot what it's called. And and I told him, I said, I'm going to tell my mama you're kissing that lady. And he hauled off and slapped me in my face and told me to go in the house. And I told him, that's all right, you hit me, you're going to jail. I said, just like that, you're going to go to jail, hit me, you're going to jail. And I never thought no more about it until about maybe a month or so later. We was in our apartment, we was watching Deuce of Hazzard back in there. It came on Saturday nights. Never forget it, my mama had popped some popcorn for me and my uncle. And we were sitting in the room, and we were eating popcorn, all of a sudden my dad came in, took his bath and went in the room and got into bed. And all of a sudden, we hear all these sirens, all these red and blue and white lights shining everywhere. And that was the police surrounding the apartment building. No one can go out. Nobody can come in until they go in and arrest my father. So he went to prison when I was two or three and did not get out until I turned 16 years old. But in the midst of all of that, the trials and trauma that I went through as a child, of course, I didn't know it, but being depressed and being deprived of certain things, it caused me to eat more. I would eat. That was my comfort. Food was my comfort. And, of course, my mom was a struggling single mom. Even though his mother helped out, his sister helped out, and my mom's family, helped out and did different things. But still didn't have my father there. But it's important that men play an important part in their children's lives because, he never taught me how to open doors for ladies, never carry their bags, how to open and close doors for the ladies. Never taught me how to be a man. So without how I learned how to be a man, I had surrogate fathers, had deacons in our churches, had uncles that would pick up things from different people, the do's and the don'ts, the good and the bad. I pick up those things from other men that was involved in my life that was examples before me. And so I told him and my sister, I invited my sister, she lived in New York. I told her, come on, the podcast, I don't know if she's going to be on, she's on, but I had different people in the family teach me how to do certain things, turning into a man, what a man should do. And I learned all the women stuff. So if my wife can't cook, if she can follow directions, I can teach her how to cook, So that's not an issue there, but yeah. That's basically what the book about, and we're encouraging men to step up. You don't have to be a natural father. I don't have natural children, but I have 3 goddaughters and I have a godson. The 3 goddaughters, their father's not active in their life, so I serve as their surrogate father. And they call me, they call me Uncle Reuben. Uncle Reuben, I got an A in this class, Dad, oh, you did? Okay, you make the honor roll, I give you $10, So, yeah, just little things of that nature that should have been done growing up as a child was not done. I remember going to prison and seeing them in prison. And back then in the 80s, they fix food and take out there for the prisoners to eat. And I mean, who wants to spend Christmas in a prison? I mean, it was filthy in that place. Who wants to spend Christmas there looking at your daddy and y'all eating and chilling? Wasn't nothing he can do. He was restricted. He couldn't take me to the park, couldn't take me to the amusement park, he couldn't travel. But through all of that, it caused me to wasn't able to control my emotions, if you will. So in the book, it tells you more about the different trauma and different examples of what I went through as a child growing up, and basically encouraging men to step up to do the right thing, you know, father your children. And sometimes the father's not able to do that or just won't do it, you know. So allow, ladies, allow a man to come in, a real man to come in, and you know, mentor your child, because it's very, very, very needed.
Wow, that's real. That's real. That's definitely real. And the name of the book is
Without a Father's Hand.
Without a Father's Hand. So it seemed like, you know, from hearing you talk, that growing up without a father was really was detrimental to your growth.
It was, yes, sir.
And I think that play a big part. I think that play, you know, fathers, that play a big part in things, too.
That's true.
So everybody out there, his book is, your book is, his book is on Amazon. I told you, I'm going to get
yes,
a copy. I saw it on Amazon. Without a
okay.
Father's Hand by Reuben Strowman. It's on Amazon. Is the book in audio, or is just, it's not in audio?
No, we're trying to work on the audio. It's a little difficult getting on audio, but we're checking on that. We're trying to work on getting on audio.
Okay.
I feel, they have to read the book to me, so, and I got it in a large print. I laughed because she said, "You want a large print?" I said, "Yeah." I have a great aunt who's 91, be 92 this year, and she wanted to read the book too, and she can't see that small print. So it's in large print, and we're working on audio.
Okay. But you know, I'm a fellow author like you. I got 7 books, so we author brothers. But now I don't want to let you go yet, not yet, because I know
I'm on for the whole ride,
people on the line. I got people on the line, so we know about your upbringing. We know about the book. We know about you looking for love. We know about the kind of woman. You said you want a red bone, right? And that's it. Nothing else for the light skin jacket,
no.
Right?
No, I don't care about color. No, she, you know. And you know, and people go, I don't go on looks because I can't see her anyway. But you know, I don't want anybody butt ugly either with buck teeth. I don't want that. But a nice lady that carries herself as a lady. I like a little twitch of thug. I'm very passive aggressive person. So I need somebody, you know, with a little thug in them. Hold on now, you know, that kind of thing. But so I'm looking for that. I'm a big guy.
What'd you say? A little
just
thug.
A little
in
thug. Just a little bit of thug in her. Yeah.
You want a lady in the streets, but a freak in the seats. Okay, Pastor, I got you.
Yes,
I got
sir.
You.
Yes, sir. All the time. Ain't this thing got to be in the streets? You know what I'm talking about?
But look, my circle is small. I don't really have too many people I deal with. My circle is small. But one person that I deal with is real close and dear to me. My friend, he's disabled, and we've been friends since like 2013. I actually wrote his life story, like you said, the lady helped you with yours.
Yes, sir.
We have serious debates on this. What I'm getting ready to ask you, we have serious debates on whether he's disabled. He's in a wheelchair. He's born with muscular dystrophy, so he's been in a wheelchair since he was 12, I think, or I forget now, but he was walked till he was like 12, but he's been in a wheelchair since then. So through the years, we have big arguments and debates about whether, since he's disabled, he should be with a disabled woman. So I tell the truth. I always argue with him and told him, you disabled. You need to be with a disabled woman. And he told me no, and I'm gonna call him in a minute because he having trouble getting through. He go on calling me about, but he said disabled. He don't want a disabled woman. So my question to you,
all right?
I know you said you lost your sight, so you legally blind, right?
Yes, sir.
So the woman that you looking for, do can she be disabled, or do you want a woman that's not disabled, and why?
Well, it's many disabilities. Many things can make up disabled. Far as, yes, from a vision standpoint of view, I want my wife to be sighted. I need someone to see because, you know, Uber is a monster. That's $40 to go to the doctor back, you know, two-way. I need someone able to drive and able to get me around. So I do not desire to date a woman who has vision impairment. I mean, you can still be legally blind and drive, but totally blind, no. I don't want to. And my reason is because I need somebody to see, be able to see, be able to handle my business part of the ministry.
How about in a wheelchair? How about if she in a wheelchair?
No, I don't want a disabled woman. Because something happened to her, I'm not able to get you up and carry you around.
That's what me and my one of my best friends are. He'd be telling me, and then I wind up hooking him up with I didn't hook him up, but by some chance, he wind up meeting a disabled woman in a wheelchair like him, and it turned out to be a disaster. And he been mad with me ever since. He said, "I told you, one disabled person can't be with another disabled person." So it turned out. But look, I'm having a good time. I know my listeners is having a good time now. At this time, anybody who on the line that they want to join in, if you got a question for the pastor or me, or if you just want to say something positive, or you just want to give a shout out, it's your birthday, whatever, you know what I mean? You know, press 1, and I'll bring you in. You open for questions, right, Pastor?
Yes, sir. Of any kind. I'm human.
Okay. I'm going to get to everybody. Be patient. 4785, you live.
Good evening. How are you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm the host, Sister Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, nice to meet you.
That's my sister. She looking for love, but you're not light-skinned, so you can't make it.
No, I'm not size 12.
Oh, that is not true.
I'm not size 12.
You're not size 12?
Yeah, I'm not size 12.
Now, let me say this.
I can cook.
Okay.
But
say this. I say this is what I want, but God may say something different. You know, I'm open to whatever the Lord says. But he told me he was
designed
to mine.
Don't change up, Pastor. No. Got a big one on. Don't change up.
No.
But I know that was just, you was just speaking your mind. But
yes, ma'am.
Your book sounds very interesting. I hope everyone participate and buy the book, you know, for you. My question is that I'm also looking for someone, but at the age I am, I want to wait for God to send them. I don't want to have a criteria of what he should look like or how he should be, because I don't know. Being a human, you really don't know what you want or desire, but he knows your heart. So I want him to be able to bring the man into my life. But
yes, ma'am.
I want to let you know that you sound very confident. I could tell that you have lived your life, even though you're still young. And I'm so happy that you told your experience as far as your health is, because as black people, we do take for granted our health, and we listen to the doctor and whatever prescription he gives us, we take it, not knowing what the aftermath is going to be. And like you said, then when we fall short of something happened to us, we have to accept the the downfall of whatever the doctor tells us that we have. But from you talking outwardly about your experience, it made me sit here and think that as of today, I will start really paying attention to what I need to do to not go forward and be sorry for something that happened to me. I don't want to hold you up, but nice meeting you, and keep the faith, and you should get the things that you do desire.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Ms. Lisa.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna pay for y'all. I'm gonna pay for your first date on me at the first McDonald's.
I don't wear size 12.
I can find.
I don't wear size
that's
12.
You can tell that's my sister, because she got jokes like me. You can tell. But,
yeah, I got you.
Yeah, she got. Yeah. She got.
I mean, I know he can't
got
see,
diabetes.
But he can feel. He can feel that I'm not a size 12.
No,
but another thing that's good for diabetes too, Mr. J, is the natural herb called cinnamon. But it's not spelled with the C. It's spelled with the S.
Cinnamon?
It's an herb that you can take called cinnamon, but it's not spelled with a C. It's spelled with the S in the on your vitamin store or in GNC stores. You can purchase that. That helps your blood sugar as well.
Oh, okay. See, because me and my sister talk about sugar, blood. Hers is higher than mine. But we talk, she's been taking metformin for about how many years, Lisa?
Mine's almost 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Get the hell out of here. Shut the door.
Yeah.
And see how he said it.
Yeah.
He think it damaged his kidneys. I believe it. I got rid of that. But hold on. We're gonna bring in another caller. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Let's see who this is. 6246. You live? 246.
Jay.
Yo.
Mic check one. Mic check
hey.
Two. What's going on, Jay? How you been? What's happening, Lisa?
How you doing?
What's up, brother?
I'm doing great. I keep telling y'all that diabetes is reversible. The only thing I do is carve a shot, have a little discipline. You can get rid of that stuff. But anyway, peace and blessings. And Pastor, listen to your testimonial. And Jay will tell you, I started with Jay. Jay got me started in the podcast business 3 years ago. And Jay got him started. So it's a chain reaction here. Now on my network, I got 19 different shows, I believe. Miss Carol's listening, so she might be a co-sign there for me if she comes on. Jay, I got a lot of the grown folks people on the network tonight. But also just like to let the pastor know, as Michael Jackson used to say, he is not alone. Because we have on our network, I've given 3 visually impaired or totally blind people their own shows on my network, Pastor. And I myself have a visual impairment, and I've been on Jay for 30-something years, so I can see a little more clearer. But the visual impairment thing, I'm just lucky to see what I can see. That's why visually impaired means we have different levels of vision, you know.
Yes, sir.
With that diabetes and the other thing you said you were doing, you're right, and I'm glad to see you on the natural path, because now I've been a vegan going on 11 years. I haven't had any meat, anything with eyeballs I don't mess with. So we're in lockstep with each other when it comes to nutrition. You said, well, since I juice every day, I do smoothies, and then sometimes when I don't even cook food, it's just comes in nutrition form. I do a lot of smoothies. A lot. And Jay went vegan for a while. And I know he'll probably tell you the story about what happened when he chomped down on his first piece of meat after he left me alone for a while. You know?
I get it.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that was a very good presentation, but a good testimonial. And Jay, I'll just be listening. If there's any questions you want to ask me, Jay, or whatever, pertaining to whatever, I'm here, Jay. Representing grown folks.
Okay. I forgot to say this earlier, but I was on the podcast yesterday, the Visionary Trails, I think they call it.
Yeah.
Visionary Trails.
I was on
the show yesterday. It was a good show. I was on there for about 45 minutes. It was a really great show. But
I had to give out your number because she forgot it. Yeah, she, Jay, before you go, she forgot your number. I had to give it out. She said, oh, and that's right, keeping it real. I forgot that. And I gave it to him. So I gave out your number for her last night.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Stay with us, Far. Stay with us.
Yes, sir, my brother. Go right ahead.
All right. Let me go to another caller real fast. Let me see where we at. Okay. 5885
live. Hi. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Latoya?
I'm doing well. I'm grateful, not thankful.
Okay. You want to speak to the pastor?
Yes. Great show so far. So, Pastor, I heard your testimony. Yes, I heard your testimony. I was actually on the phone at the same time, but I heard majority of it. I was
Okay. Thinking
on God first. I am underneath the umbrella of Virgin Voice also, but I can tell you this. My vision did change 9 years ago. I did go through depression, but when God woke me up, that was the best thing he could have done, because I knew someday I was going to live and I let it define who I am, because I define who I am. And this is the best thing he could have done for me. Only thing I asked him to leave, and I continue following him. And that's what he do for me. I trust in him.
Amen.
I believe in him. And he guides my every footstep. So I'm very grateful for that.
Amen.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you. Latoya is dedicated. She's a friend to the show, and she support. Latoya is a number one supporter of everybody's show. She's really a supporter. Really a supporter. Thank you for calling in, Latoya.
Oh, you're welcome.
You.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Let's go to 1173, you live.
Yeah, this is Brother Miles, man.
Oh, Brother, 100 miles and running, Miles. This 100 miles and running, Miles?
No, this is Brother Miles with the three relationships.
All right.
Why you want to go there? I wasn't going to say nothing about that. Why you want to go
there?
Yeah.
You were asleep anyway, so you didn't remember anyway, so...
That's in the next hour. that's in the next hour.
Father, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, man. Yeah, to be honest with you, man, I think losing my sight saved my life, man.
Okay.
Yeah, because I knew God was looking out for me that day when that happened, because... If I'd have kept on the path I was with the homies I was with, man, three of them 6 feet deep. The other two is like doing life in prison right about now.
Wow.
And I got out just in time. It's just like one day I just woke up in the middle of the night and just left out the house and came downstairs and made a left and walked up the street and walked right into the Christian Reformed Church up the street. From Jay House.
Okay.
And Jay, you know there's four churches surrounding me and your building, right?
I know.
Yeah. I've been an advocate for people with vision loss for the past 20. Nope. Let me see. I got involved in 1979 with the commission.
Okay.
Ever since then, I've been doing what I'm doing now.
Yes. Now, that's another trip here. The commission is a trip in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Not too many resources for us here.
Right. And you know one thing about people don't know about
Miles is another brother that's looking for love, Pastor.
No,
he's trying to hit that light skin.
Jesus Christ, I say, my love. God got me covered.
That light skin jackpot. You're not trying
see,
to get
the love, love, love like Jay said, screw the love.
I got one. Okay, I got one follower now. That's how you start it off. I got one follower.
Jay,
yo, Miles, we got a meeting next Tuesday for the people that say F screw love. I got one follower. You know, that's how Manson started. That's how Charles Manson started off. got one follower.
Get Solution on there now. You know he's somewhere sitting in the background listening.
Mr. Solution, he's out. He just ain't talking right now. I tell everybody, Mr. Solution is a sharpshooter. He's waiting.
What we need to do, Father, get this love, this one love Jay have away from it. I think it's called vodka. Got to get him to stop loving that what they call that devil juice. Leave that stuff alone. Like Forrest said.
Man.
Hey, what'd you tell Forrest? Get some shakes and some what? Protein shakes and stuff, man. Get you out of that.
I could give up a lot of things, but I don't know about giving up that vodka. I don't know about that. I'll do my best. Definitely.
You see how you said that, Father? I like 9 eyes before you said the word vodka.
Hey, Miles.
You need to,
Miles,
put your hand on his forehead, Father. Pray for him.
No.
Nice
show,
man.
No
nice show. Nice show.
Miles. No
yes,
more
sir.
Prayers for me. That's when I fell out. When he started praying for me, that's the last thing I remember last week. No more prayers for me.
That's why you ended up in the bed, because you needed a rest.
when somebody pray, I really close my eyes and bow my head. But I'm in a recliner, so you got to think. A recliner is comfortable. So last week when I bowed my head and closed my eyes and he started praying for me, when I woke up, it was 6 o'clock. I was done. Like that was it.
Good Lord, let you know, man. Take a rest.
Miles, thanks for holding me down last week, though.
Yo, man. Hey, that's how we roll. Everybody was enjoying it, man. Good conversation going, though.
Yeah.
Very good conversation.
Yeah, we got the same people on. They just waiting for Mr. Solution to call in and say, if a woman can't cook, she ain't worth it. If a woman can't cook, then she ain't what's his word? You know it. If a woman can't cook, she ain't.
Well, that's why
word,
Mr.
Mom?
Solution, you know he lived next door to McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky.
Hey, Mr.
And
he got that
speed dial delivery on his phone, right? Fung Hung Ching and all of them.
Mr. Solution, let me tell you, he the most famous unfamous person that I ever seen on my podcast. He got just as many people who love him on my show who don't love him. Like, that's the effect he has on my listeners. They got people that call in, like, people waiting for him to come in. I don't know what Mr. Solution coming on tonight. He's a sharpshooter. When once he hears something, then he'll come in. But, look,
he's the type of guy everybody wish to come out for. They could attack him. What you mean she can't cook?
No, when you know how they used to say when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. That's how we do it. Yeah, we
you know what E.F. Hutton at now, right? You're out of business.
I don't know.
You spoke too much.
Before we shift gears, if anybody else on the line, you want to press 1. If you got a question or a comment, you want to ask some Pastor Stroman something. If you want to say anything you want to do before we go into the next hour, hold on. We got another caller. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Everybody else, keep your background kind of quiet, please. Mute your phone if you have to. 2367, you live.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tamika. I'm calling in from South Carolina. Pastor Stroman. Hi. Pastor Stroman is my cousin. And he sent me the invite tonight and told me to tune in, and I'm so glad he did. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
I was wanting to say, like, the term disability just messes with me. So I would like to say, like, his visual impairment is has not. I mean, it's of course it's an impairment, but did not change him. It has not changed his spirit. I love my cousin. He's the same, you know, joyful, loving person that he was with his sight. And I just, yeah. I'm just here, mm-hmm. and I'm glad you called me in. I'm here for support, and I'm enjoying myself. Love you, cousin.
Love you too, darling.
thank you, thank you. What part of South Carolina are you calling from?
Columbia.
Columbia. I told on the pastor that I went to high school in Kershaw, South Carolina. I graduated from North Central a long time ago. Yeah, North Central High School in Kershaw, South Carolina.
And I had the
never heard of it. Yeah, and I had
never heard of the school.
But you know Camden, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I had the pleasure of staying at our famous hotel in Camden, the Richland County Jail. I had the pleasure.
Oh,
of
Lord.
At 17 years old, I had the pleasure of being from New Jersey my whole life and then going to South Carolina to high school and getting caught up in some mess. I had the pleasure of being a guest at the Richland County Jail, at Richland County Jail for a minute.
That's where he got it.
Yeah.
That's where he got his GED,
you know,
from.
Huh?
Mr. Miles, so you got your GED from Richmond County.
He went all the way down to Shawcat. He went all the way down there to get a GED and a jumpsuit.
I left Jersey trying to stay out of trouble and wind up going down there and getting in trouble. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Hey, Pastor, know what? Before we shift gears, tell your book is on Amazon, right?
Yes, sir. It's on Amazon.
So if anybody want to purchase this book, it's Without a Father's Touch or Hand. What is it? Which one is it?
Hand. Without a Father's Hand.
Without a Father's Hand by Reuben Strowman. It's on Amazon. I've seen it on Amazon. You know, show some support, you know, and purchase his book. You know what I mean? Just from hearing him talk on the show, that's only a minimal of a life story. You know, and it's kind of, I said this last week when I was making a point. I wrote my autobiography. I wrote my life story in 2008. Last week, I think that was last week when I was saying the next time a lady told me they loved me, I was going to ask them how many books have they read. And why I was saying that is because, like, your book, how many years of your life do it detail?
It details up until about the age of 40, I want to say. Yeah. Age of 40.
That's about 40 years of knowledge right there, right? Or we just say,
yes,
say 20, 20, 25
yes,
years
sir.
Of knowledge. So what I tell people is, why I'm saying this is because just from us talking to you in this little bit of time, everybody could tell that your story is intriguing, that you're a man of a lot of content, you know what I mean, and that your story is interesting. So if people could get that just from hearing you talk on my radio show, imagine what's in his book. So what I always say, your book is about $15?
Yes, sir, $15 on Amazon.
So what I always tell people, like, for $15, you get 25 years of knowledge. See,
yeah.
A lot of people don't think like that about books. Even with my book, I wrote my book in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote my book in 2008, okay. And I say it details my life from five years old to maybe 48. So for $15, you get all those years of my life, all my ups and downs, my trials and tribulations, all my time in the streets as like a petty criminal, you know, from the time I was married in the military, part-time drug dealer, philanderer of women, promoter, whatever you want to call it. You get all that for $15. But why I'm saying that is because that's knowledge, because you learn knowledge is like something gained from actual experiences. So we could take your experiences, not only like from what you said on the show, but from, you know, reading your book, you learn. I'm just saying, we need to start reading books, and I tell everybody need to write their life story, because everybody got a life. Don't say my life is boring or I never did nothing. No, your life is not boring. Your life story might save somebody. You know what I mean? But anyway, I think my sister wanted to say something. Lisa, you wanted to say something?
Yes, two things for you. You've been saying you're going to write my life story. You never did it. Pastor, I just ordered your book. And
thank you.
I want to ask you a question. I've been searching for a church, and they call me like a church hopper because I'm looking. But tell me five things that you should look for when you searching to go to find a church home, that you know that you're in the right place.
Wow, that's a good question. First of all, you need to make sure that the word is being taught there. The word is being taught. That's one. You need to listen to, look at the preacher's lifestyle, because a lot of them don't live what they preach. So that's another important factor that you got to keep in mind as well, because you're not going for people. You're going for God and for his word. Those are being taught. The Bible lets us know that gifts and callings are without repentance. Meaning being, now, I understand what the word is saying, but a lot of times people will judge you as a minister for your lifestyle. So you definitely got to watch the lifestyle that your pastor is living when you decide to join a church, because he imparts things in you as well. And we're taught in the local church today that you are no better than your leader is. So if your leader drunk, you're drunk along with your leader. You may not actually be drinking, but the Bible will consider you as a partaker. So that's an important thing, getting to know your church, your pastor, identity of the church, and definitely get involved in it if it's someone you feel comfortable with. You love the way they worship. You love the word. You love the preaching. So definitely I encourage you to get involved in ministry. Like a lot of my church, we actually let you work a while before we let you join our church. We'll make sure you show you this what you want to do. Check out their doctrine, what they're teaching and what they're standing for. Make sure it lines up with the word of God and not tradition. Because a lot of times we find ourselves in bondage by the traditions of man, doctrine of man, not doctrine of God. So those are the things I would tell you to keep in mind when you listen for a church home. And make sure it gives you what you need.
Yeah, thank you for that. Me and my brother, we grew up Jehovah's Witnesses. So, so you know our background already. But
yeah, God is my one.
Oh, okay. So was he size 12?
Yes, actually was size 8.
Oh, okay. So you was on the move. Okay.
It didn't last long because of our different beliefs, but we tried, and we're still friends to this day. But actually is no longer associated or a part of Jehovah's Witness. She actually left the organization. So she's in the Christian church now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that usually happens. But thank you for them answers, and I'm going to keep searching, and they have a lot to work on, a lot of searches, but, you know, I have faith that I will find out that that's what fit not only my needs, but the needs that, you know, that God wants us to live by.
Yes, yes. Also, Mr. J, I want to say something else that I put in the book as well. Some of my experience happened to me. My mother began to date when my father was in prison. She was still married, but she began to date other gentlemen. And I want to tell parents, you have to be careful. When you are a single parent, you're the custodial parents, they would call it. Yeah, it might be your house and your life, but you have children you have to be responsible for. And a lot of times people mistreat your children when you're not looking or being around. So you have to consider your feelings as well as the children's feelings, because that happened to me, and that was so unfair. The parent put their need before they put the child's need. And so I encourage a lot of people, you know, when you're single and you're a single parent, when you're dating, you got to consider your children. You know, a lot of times, you know, around my era, you couldn't say nothing to grown people. But now they will tell you about yourself. Even though I did, I told mom about herself, but still didn't do any good, but, you know, you have to consider your children's feelings. So if I date a woman with children, once we get the going on, you know, getting ourselves established, then I think it's important that you include the children in it as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a good point too. That definitely is a good point.
Yes.
If anybody else. Have anything they want to say, you have to press one. I got to dial one person in. Pardon me, everybody. But we got another caller. One second. I got to dial this number. We have trouble. We got two people that want to come in. All right. One second. If your phone lines are open and you're not talking, could you mute your phone, because it's some feedback. So everybody who got their lines open, could you mute your phone? Just mute your phone so we got some feedback going on. For the people who got, I got everybody who spoke, I got your phone lines open in case you want to say something. So just mute your phone. Until you're ready to say something. That way we could eliminate the feedback. All right, hold on one second.
Okay.
7543, you live.
How you doing, Jay and Lisa? This is Dr. James. How you doing? Pastor.
How you doing, Dr. James?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Pastor, we have something in common because I'm also blind. I lost my eyesight about 11 years ago. And I hear you talking about kidneys. Do you have kidney problems also?
Yes, sir. I was on dialysis 4 years, and I had a transplant in 2010. And it's doing great.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Transplant. Yeah, because I had kidney issues also. So we have something in common with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm listening to you talk. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that you have to marry prior to having any sort of amorous relationship like sex or anything like that?
Now you asking me the Bible way or my personal views on it, or you want to be transparent?
Your personal view.
Personal view. It really depends on the individual that you're dating. Either I have met some ladies who are not, quote-unquote, Christian as I am, and they'll tell me they're not ready for sex, even though, you know, again, I'm human. I have feelings, and I want it, but I have to respect the other person. So I would say you may need to wait till you get married if that's the person you want to be with and they want to be with you. You want to do things right because you don't want to suffer the consequences and repercussion of that covenant, because once you sleep with somebody, there's a covenant there. And as we call it, people call it soul ties. Yeah, soul ties there. And I tell the youth at our church, you don't want to have sex because of the fact, the reason we tell you to abstain from sex is because, therefore, when you get your spouse and you marry them, there is no comparison there. You understand what I'm saying? Some women can be very rude to men.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think you got to look at the person's age. Now, if I was 20 years old, you can say, okay, well, I'm waiting to get married to have my kids and raise a family.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at somebody like me, I'm 60. And I've been
there,
done that already.
Right.
I ain't looking for that. So it's a different situation.
Right, I got you.
So what you saying then, what you saying, Dr. James? You want the draws?
I'm saying that. Well, I know I don't even know if it is a sin to have premarital sex. I don't know if it is because people tell me that man's not supposed to get married more than once. So they have more than one wife. But I asked several people to show me in the Bible where it says man can't have more than one wife, and nobody has ever been able to show me yet.
That a man should I have more than one wife?
Have more than one wife. Where is that in the Bible?
It's not in the Bible, but this is what's in the Bible. When you stand before the altar and the preacher, you know, you go over your vows. The Bible tells you this. It's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and turn back. It's like a dog returning back to his vomit. So you have to look at it from that way, too. But no, there's not nowhere in the Bible saying that it's a sin for you to marry more than one time. But the vow says, you say your vow to death do we part. Physical death.
I mean, can you get married to two women at the same time? I mean, while you're married to the other?
No, that's what you mean. What you mean. That's against the law, yeah.
Dr. James, you freaky tonight.
I just have those questions. I ask everybody. Nobody can show me the Bible where it says that, but I don't want to get too deep into that.
You want some other stuff tonight, Dr. James. I feel you. Okay. It's good.
I know some of the ladies that you have on your show, I listened to it last week, and it seemed like, you know, I mean, I listened to it a couple weeks ago when you had that lady, sidekick woman? Yeah, it seemed like she would be down for something like that, right?
See, that's why you live in New York, Dr. James, because... Okay. They allow that over there where you live at.
Oh, Miles, they allow it with you? Oh, Miles,
nah,
you
don't
have any girls in your whole life?
Look, I got a guilt complex when it comes to messing with too many women. I don't do that. That's a dangerous thing, bro. You don't mess with people's emotions.
Well, I know one thing. This is just a joke. You don't mess with no Puerto Rican woman when she got a knife in her hand.
Especially how you know if you can't see it.
I know one of my friends, cut his arm. You know? But I don't.
Lisa still on the phone?
Yeah, she on the phone.
Yeah, yeah. I owe her an apology from last night because my phone kept picking up. I had a hard time keep getting in. But I did like the conversation we had yesterday, too. It was on point, too. Especially the young crowd you had on there.
Thank you, Miles.
Oh, you talking about my sister's show? Yeah, she had a good show yesterday.
Yeah, it was off the chain, man.
Yeah, I was on that show. I listened to the show, but I had a bad connection. I couldn't hardly hear at the beginning. I don't know what happened.
Well, you got to use the other ear, Dr. James.
Wow.
It's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock every Thursday. You can get it. We got 1 second, though. We got one more caller here. Let me try to get through this. 0248, you live.
Good evening. How are you?
Hello. How you doing?
We fine.
I am calling because that is my godson, Ruben, and I'm his godmother. And
hey,
I've been
Okay, baby.
Okay. All right.
So I've been listening to the conversations, and I love my godson because, you know, I've been with him for a while. And the last caller tell him, let me tell you something. Sex before marriage ain't always good. You can't test drive anything. Just go as it is. Just get it when you get it and be happy with it. If you ain't happy with it, don't buy it.
Like they say, test drive, right? Do a test drive.
Don't test drive it. If you ain't sure, let it go. But, you know, if you're sure and that's what you want, because the Bible says we all fall short of sin. You know, we sin. We fall short. So therefore,
right.
Let us not fall short in the sin. If that's who you want, why you want to test drive it if God said that's your mate? If that's your mate, he going to make sure you get what you supposed to have. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, why you going to test drive something when he already know what you need? So let the thing go. Wait. And be of good courage. Just wait. my godson, it's going to be kind of racy tonight. It is very racy tonight. Because there's a lot of misconceptions out there in the world about what needs to go on, and a lot of this stuff don't need to happen. Because we look at, you know, we got young kids out here, we got to teach them. And they see all this stuff that is visual, and they learn this stuff.
Just that fast?
98.7
from iHeartRadio. Oh, go ahead.
And because you see this on TV or whatever, that's what they look at and they think it's okay, but it's not. That's just a quick way to death.
That's true.
But I'm not talking about young kids. I'm talking about adults, grown adults. I'm talking about.
Well, grown adults is the same way. You look at this stuff, you know, because the lust of the eye. You look at this stuff, it looks good and pleasing to the eye. But when you get it, it might not be what you want. So why?
That's why you got to check it out first, right?
No, you ain't got to check it out. You got to let it go.
Yeah, I haven't heard the Ring of Honor.
That look good. Everything that looks good to you is not good for you.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
You know? So, test the spirit by the spirit and see whether or not it's of God. So.
Someone sent me a text message. My cousin.
I love this evening, and thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Oh. Stay tuned, Mama. Don't hang up yet.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can stay with us. Anybody else on the line, you have to press 1. If not, we're gonna shift gears for a minute. We're gonna keep the pastor with us if he still has
time.
Well,
I'm available. You go. Yes, sir.
Okay, if anybody else, if you're on the line and you wanna make a comment, you have to press 1. And then I know you're here. It's been we really been enjoying ourselves tonight. I didn't really know how the podcast would go, but it actually went pretty well. I think we tapped on a lot of things.
You did a good job, homie.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I know what I wanted to do before we take a break. 1 second. Let me see if we lost somebody. Let me see. Dre, you on or you busy? Yo, Dre.
No.
Busy. Oh, you here? What's good?
No.
Did you hear me when I was telling the pastor that all the years we've been fighting about, I've been telling you since you're disabled, you should be with a disabled woman, and you telling me you shouldn't? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Hey, Jerry, we don't like that word disabled.
He agreed. Yeah. That's right. Somebody said they don't like the word disabled. They like, what's the word you're supposed to say?
We have a disability, but the disability don't have us. We have it, but it don't have us.
We have a different ability.
Somebody said something else. They said they don't like the word disability. I think that was your cousin. She said, I hate that word. She said, it's another word that you say. Anyway.
I can't remember what it was.
Dre, he agreed with you that he said that he lost his sight in 2006, but he don't want a woman that don't have her sight or in a wheelchair or anything like that. So he kind of agreed with you. I was telling him how me, I always fight with Dre. Dre's the graphic designer of the show, another engineer, and he also got his own podcast on Monday nights at 8:30 called Humble Experience.
Humble Life Experience.
That's the name of it, right?
Yeah. Humble Experience.
I be thinking it's Saturday night, man. I be trying to find you on Saturday night. And it's Monday.
No, his show on.
Yeah.
His show is on Monday.
Okay, now I know.
So he always tell me that, you know, it wouldn't be a good fit since he's disabled, that he wouldn't be a good fit for somebody disabled. And I used to tell him that I thought it would be a good fit for him.
No.
Now
we're able to.
Don't get me wrong. No. It's not that I discriminate against people similar to me or anything like that. It's just that the way that most people say that, they say it because they think that other person thinks know what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean nothing in terms of those. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
gotcha.
You should relate to my disability or you know what I'm going through. Like, that has nothing to do with love.
Right.
Sorry, tell me why you feel a person that's disabled should be a person that's disabled.
Because I put myself in your shoes. I try to put myself in somebody who's disabled shoes, and I know myself. If I was disabled, I know myself. Like, I would be too angry and too mad with the world, and I would be, and for me to be with somebody who wasn't disabled, I probably would never trust them, or I wouldn't know what I mean. I wouldn't feel
disabled.
Jay
is a person who can't do anything, so disability.
Can I comment a little bit?
What word y'all want me to use? Tell me what word you want. I'm gonna use that word.
That's minor.
Lovely lady that was just speaking, and she want to chime in.
Go ahead.
I just want to say a little bit about the part where you say you feel like if someone's in a wheelchair, they should be with someone in a wheelchair, someone that's blind. I mean, it's no different from, say, a woman that's been in, like, a lot of bad relationships. You want a man that's going to be the exact opposite of what you've been through. You know, you want somebody that's going to help you, that can be like a master team. So if I'm visually impaired, then I would want someone with sight so that together we will be able to prosper more versus us having to depend on other people to assist us. You know,
yeah.
So it's not like you have somebody that can relate to you, because you can have someone that's not visually impaired that can relate to you just as well.
Amen. That's why they call it don't discriminate.
Yeah,
so you want like a master
right.
team.
No,
you want someone that can
Hold on. Don't get me wrong. The reason when I say that, I'm just talking about me and Dre relationship. Like, I'm saying that because of things I've seen him go through with women that's not disabled. You know, I'm not saying that like as a narrow-minded person. I'm saying that because of things like I care about him and things I've seen him go through with women that wasn't disabled. So I used to tell him, why don't you try somebody that's disabled like you? Maybe, you know, maybe it would be a better fit. But like I said, I learned that that's not true either. You know what I mean? But what you were saying, Dre?
I understand what everybody's saying, but where's the love? Like, where's the, I don't hear what you're saying, the love part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you, if the person that you're with, you love that person. It doesn't matter
thank
if
you.
They're good for that or whatever you got going on with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not saying I would never be a disabled woman. I mean, if a woman come across me and, you know, we make the shit work. We make it work. Shit, all right?
I'm not disabled.
Hey.
I'm blind. I'm not disabled.
Well,
no.
I mean, we all
love,
know
love,
talking about.
Love not real anyway, so.
Everybody knows I don't believe in love.
Love is not.
And he
love
better
not
have a podcast that's show about it too.
You must be new to the show because everybody, I miss the F love. Like love is not. I don't believe in love. I don't want it. I'm not looking for it. Love don't live here no more.
Yeah, he's scared of love won't make him a better person.
Miles, hold up.
I need to read that.
Let the women talk. What did you say?
That is so sad.
Somebody said that's so bad.
I said,
who said that's so bad?
No, you don't. Because, see, love don't live here no more. If love don't live here no more, then who are you?
No, I love myself.
If love don't live here, I'm not gonna give my heart. Let's not go to a song that say that love don't live here no more because God is love. So who are you?
No, we're not talking about that love.
I'm
we're talking about love as far as a relationship. Like, as far as like you're in a relationship, we all know love.
Well,
hold
it's
up.
All the same thing.
Hold up.
No, it's not.
Dre trying to bail me out. You see that? That's my buddy right there. But look,
the young lady
that's talking. Where you from? Hello.
That's his godmother, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was his cousin.
That was his godmother. Was just speaking.
No, it's not.
Love is always here. I'm asking you, where are you from?
I'm from Colombia.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
What
does that have to do with
how long you been married?
I'm leading up to it.
What do you mean? What did that got to do with anything? I'm just asking a question.
Okay, I'm listening.
How long you been married?
First of all, my first marriage was 20 years. I lost. My
okay, forget it. I got you.
Years.
See, I already got you.
Died.
When somebody don't want to answer a question about marriage and all
I
that,
said,
we talking about love.
We talking about love.
If somebody say when you got married, I'm gonna say, February 3rd. 2000 so and so.
You're trying to answer, Jay.
She was trying to tell you her first marriage.
Miles, come on now.
Did you hear what she was saying to you? Listen to what she's saying.
I've been married a total of 36 years, so therefore, I know what love is.
Okay.
I've been married longer than some of y'all been born.
Okay.
I have a 48-year-old son I have a 43-year-old daughter. So I know what love is. I've been through it.
Okay.
You just thought it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just thought it out.
I just what?
You
said I just what? I didn't hear you. What she said, I just what?
You just starting out. You're
I'm just starting
years,
out. You must, you must think I'm young.
How old are you?
Oh, you are. You're younger than my children.
Okay. I
How
said
old are you?
You're
younger than my
right,
children.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm younger.
How old
than
are you, Jay?
48. Yep.
How old are you,
no,
Jay?
No. I'm younger than her children.
My son is 48 years old.
Okay.
How old are you, Jay?
All right. No. We leave it at that. Hold on, everybody. I'm just. Look, I appreciate your call. Hold on one second. Everybody, you gotta respect.
No.
If I don't believe in love, that's me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it, say a prayer, Pastor. Hold on one second. Let me bring somebody in.
You
one
what?
Second. 8555, you live.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? This is my friend on the line right now, because we've been friends since we've been 9 years old.
There you go with that 9 years old again.
I'm telling the truth.
And I just seen him been in love. I just seen him break hard. I know he's capable of love.
Right.
I think what has happened to him is he's been hurt to a point where he's been damaged, and he's afraid to give love a try now because he's been hurt, and he tells you on the show that he'd rather somebody beat him up than get his heart broken. So he's afraid of love. It's not that he don't believe in love. He's afraid of love.
But the thing about love is
he can't control love.
He can tell
pain.
Himself all day long that he doesn't believe in it, but you can't control love.
Well,
hey, Jay,
I mean,
can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Now, when he said you was in love, was this before you was a pimp or after you became one? I just want to know, when you got your feelings hurt, did you take on all the women you was...
Now, why you had to say that? Everybody didn't know that.
I'm just asking. Was that the reason why you treated women you did? Because they, like, one of them hurt you, so you started hurting them back?
Nah, not at all. Everybody who ever told me they loved me hurt me in my life. So I don't got. I mean, but look, this was crazy to me. Why is it so important for people to believe in love? Like, why do we need it? Why we got to have love? Why we can't just love ourselves and live like that? You know what I mean? Why is it so important that we have to believe in love? Why? That's all I'm saying.
Can I ask you a question?
Who is this?
Can I ask you a question?
Who
this
is this?
Mama. This is Mama.
Who?
Mama. Yes.
It is the Reverend's godmother, I think.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Miles, you know everybody. Who is that, Miles?
I think that's the Reverend's godmother.
Oh,
yeah.
Godmother. Miles said it's the godmother. Go ahead.
Ask your question. You said, why is it so important that you believe in love?
Right.
What's important is that if you came up with love, you believe in love. If you came up with the heart love, then you don't believe that love is possible. And people and children get hurt because they never had that love. So if love is never shown to you, then you can't give the love that you never had. So in that respect, then I say you have to check you. You have to check
okay.
you.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on one minute. Hold on one minute. Lisa, you on the line?
Yeah.
That's my sister right there. So she's 5 years older than me. So she know if I came up with love or if I was shown love. Or, was I shown love growing up, Lisa?
He was the baby of the family, and he was one of the favorite children of the five of us. The reason why he can't love or he don't believe in love is because my mother gave him so much love that he feel that nobody could give him the love that she gave to him. Because sometimes we look for the love that was given to us growing up, but it's not to be found. We have to find a secondary type of love. Because a mother and a father's love, you're never going to find, because that's the ultimate love. But, yes, he was loved growing up.
This is the thing
okay.
that I'm saying. Of course,
No. You just said if I wasn't, shown love as a child.
You're telling me that he had love with mother and father, yes. The thing I'm asking him, do you love yourself?
You said, I told you I do already.
Well, when you write self books about yourself and about your life, there was something that is missing in that. Because
okay.
a lot of us, and I grew up in the streets, I grew up with a one-parent family. I did. You know, I could write my own book. And one thing I know that if there's something that is missing, then a lot of times we act out on that. And because we act out on that, it's not because our mothers didn't love us. Our mothers didn't know how to love us. On how to show us love. So that's why I'm saying there's something there that is not coming to the surface. You wrote in your book about things, but you still hadn't got to the surface of what it was.
You read my book?
I'm reading you.
Oh, no, you said something about my book. No, I'm not. Listen, check this out. I'm not here to, you know, I'm listening to you. Like, listening is knowledge. You know what I'm saying? I might get off this show and say something that she said helped me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting up here debating that with you. I'm just telling you how I feel. And you just saying how you feel. It's nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm listening. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is listen to me, too. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that everybody who ever told me that they love me hurt me. So I don't really got time for love. I don't got time for love anymore. I'm not looking for it. I don't need it to be complete. You said, do I love myself? Hell yeah, I love myself. You know what I mean? I might love myself too much, you know, and I just don't understand where people get off saying that, like you just gotta believe in love to exist in this world. I just don't get it. But we can agree to disagree. It's no problem. You know what I'm saying? We gonna end this on a good note. This gonna end on a good note. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I appreciate your
love and not have self love.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you keep saying that self-love, but I keep telling you I love myself, but you keep saying, I guess you keep insinuating that I don't, but I keep insinuating that I do. So maybe, you know what I'm saying, maybe you feel like I don't, but that's okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You the I'll give you the PhD in love because you've been married 38 years and your kids is grown and this and that and this and that. So I'll initiate you as having a PhD in love. You know what I mean? That's good. You know what I mean? And I wish nothing. I wish love for you for eternity. But I'm saying I don't want that. You know what I mean? And maybe tomorrow I will. Maybe next month I will. Maybe next year I will. But people gotta understand and respect that everybody not on the same thing. You know, everybody not on the same thing at the same time. It's people that's looking for love. It's people that got love, and it's people who don't want love. And that's just the way it's gonna be. You know what? That's how I see it.
I think you want to love, but you don't trust.
That's true.
Chad, you got something to say?
I said that earlier that he's afraid of love because of what he's been through. So it's not that he don't want to love; he's afraid of love. So until he works through that fear of giving love, then that's what he's gonna do. Now, one thing you said is that you can't control love. I think that's a thing, that's another thing that will make people afraid of love, because if something gets you out of control, who wants to be out of control? You know what I mean? So my thing is love to me has to be learned. Like you said, that a child who didn't receive love growing up, what did that child have to do? That child has to learn how to love. That child has to be taught how to love. So love is not always what we think. It's something that is built up on these emotions that are out of control.
Right.
No, love is something that takes time. Love is patient.
Yeah.
Love is understanding. Love is caring. Love is concerned.
Love is not about anything. Yes.
Love is not one dimensional. The thing is, people have a tendency to think that love is one dimensional. It's just an emotional feeling that just, you know, get you floating on the clouds, but that's not exactly. So, you know, so that's just the thing. Go ahead.
That could be another reason why so many kids is out of control, right?
Absolutely,
because
they receive love, but they don't know how to love.
Because they don't know what love is.
They don't receive proper love because their parents didn't have proper love. Growing up in the hood,
kids, they think that love is like you little this and you little that, and that's not love. If you can't talk to your kids like, baby, come here, let me talk to you. I don't need for you to go out here and do this. I don't want you going here. That's love. But when you come from a family that's like, you little this and you little that, you ain't going to be this and you ain't going to be that, that person goes out in the street and say, oh, she don't love me. You understand what I'm saying?
See, that's another word we got to get rid of, too, the hood. Because when everybody hear that word, the hood, they think bad. It's the neighborhood. We got to get back to the neighborhood.
We got to get back to family-oriented, getting together, which is in the neighborhood.
Because every time you hear that word, the hood, everybody thinks that's negative. I don't got to say
somebody don't love me because of something that happened somewhere. I'll say somebody don't love me when I catch them cheating on me or something like that. It ain't going to be because...
We're not even going to go there.
Hold on. We got a caller coming on. Godmother, we got a caller.
9794, you live.
Yo, what up?
Hey, what's the deal?
Man, I can't call it, man. I got a question for the pastor, man.
You got a question for the I'm trying to find the pastor number. I don't know if he got distant. You still here, pastor?
Nah, he on. He can hear you. He on.
I'm on. I got disconnected somehow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. He's on. All right.
Yeah, I got
what's
a question,
the question
for you, pastor.
What's the question?
I want to know. You said you got standards, basically. Is that what you said, right? You said you got certain standards?
Yes, I have certain standards, yeah.
Okay, so what I want to ask you, is religion a standard for you?
Yeah.
And, like, it is? Okay.
Religion
you elaborate?
Or, you're saying religion or denomination?
Religion.
Yes, because the Bible says I can come out together if they agree. So we need to be at least on common ground. You know, I wouldn't per se, even though my church is what we consider as a Hebrew Pentecostal. We keep the feast and all that good stuff. So we have a lot in common with Muslims. Things that they do, we do the same thing. Some things that they do, we do as well. So, yeah, you have to come together on religion. Yeah, I wouldn't.
All right, so let me piggyback off that real quick. So, forgive me, Lord, for what I'm about to say, but I'm gonna say it because I am who I am. But so if she was per se, I don't know. Let's say she was Muslim, right? You know, she's
right.
From Israel. See that size, what's the size 10 that you're looking for? She's not disabled, any of that. And, you know, she happened to come and pay you a little visit, you know, after one of your good old church sermons at the end of the day and give you the business. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, it's between you and you.
Oh my God.
And this happens.
Oh, my God.
This happens. I want to know. It's between me and Ruben, not God. But if this happens, I want to know. And she says, well, I'm Muslim, you know, and, you know, she says, I'm in love with you. What do you do in that type of situation?
Well, I got to pray.
Because you're a man at the end of the day. You got flesh just like I got flesh.
I am
so,
a man.
Let's be honest. Let's be real. We talking real right now. We on the
hold a minute.
What
you trying to make them say?
What time is it, Mr. J?
It's 10:08.
What are you trying to make them say?
Hey, Pastor,
answer that.
Yes,
answer that. Answer that with love, because your godmother on here. Answer that with love.
Well. Okay, Mr. Omar, go ahead more details.
They're trying to twist your collar, Reverend.
Yeah, look at it clear in what you said, Omar.
Yeah.
Now, because I didn't have it to where I was at my desk, and a young lady came to my desk and sat there with no panties on. What did I do? I had to pray and get her to walk away. So I missed out on a whole
walk
lot
away.
Of stuff. I had to walk away. It was very tempting. Nice and shaved
wow.
And everything.
Now, what would you do, bro? What would you do if she came to you?
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, what would you do?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I might go ahead and eat them fruit snacks all day.
Oh, Lord.
You know,
yeah, you better hope them fruit snacks are kosher.
You know what I'm saying? But no, I appreciate it. You know, I just someone wanted me to ask you that, man. It just kind of came to my heart, man. I said, let me ask that. You're the first pastor I ever asked that question to.
Okay. Well, I probably get you right.
Try
did
to get the man to lift his collar. Ain't that something?
It's a lot of questions and a lot of things that, you know, people. They want, you know, they would like to hear, like, what a pastor think about certain things. And
I remember you said in the beginning that no matter what, a pastor, you know, he's still human too. You know what I mean? So I guess I don't know that would be considered like with the temptation.
We're trying to act like he ain't never had no root, no foreign flesh. So cut it out.
Just ask him who got who be more reliable.
But you gonna act like you ain't never had a foreign flesh.
Just ask him who be more faithful to, the man upstairs or the woman on the street.
Ain't nothing worse than having somebody on the line that know you, Pastor. That's but that's fine. I didn't do it.
And there are pastors out there who have kids now.
I have done it plenty of times. But at this stage of my life, I need more than it's just a hunting relationship. You understand what I'm saying? I need something more solid that I can, a rock I can lean on and depend on, and vice versa. You know, because I need a woman that can pray. Because when you get filled with Negroes at church, you shoot every. So you need someone to help you pray you through situations.
Hey, everybody calls on God when it's good, don't they?
Hallelujah.
Oh, we, Lord. Look,
Well, some of them give in and some of them be faithful. You got the ones that give in, and you got the ones that's true to their collar.
Huh?
That's, yo, tonight we had a lot of tough questions, you know, that put people in a lot of tough spots, you know what I mean? But, like I always say, everything, it's always positive and stuff like that. And
young man, can I ask you a question? What's your name?
Young man. Jay. Young man. Check her out. Young man. Okay.
His name is Jay.
Jay Sean.
Ask young Jay Sean a question.
I love this. My godson is a young man too. So
I'm young at heart.
So that I can listen to it because I like this.
Oh, thank you, thank you. The name of it is Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. That's me. And it's every Friday night from 8 to 10. And it's just, I mean, the pastor can give you the phone and you just call in. I really appreciate it, too. Look, believe it or not.
Hey, here come Mama. Mama coming on the line.
Mama?
And I got
who's Mama? Who Mama?
Ain't no filters.
Ruben said that's Mama. That's my godmama.
Mama coming on the come on the line, Mama.
Hey,
yeah,
Jeff,
tell
for real.
Tell your age.
Hey, Jay, this is Miles,
you,
Jay.
You don't know, she said my age.
Hold up.
I was telling him to tell his age. Oh, yes.
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell him. Look, I'm going to tell you.
He
what
said
I'm going to tell you, Mom,
years
I'm in
old.
The, listen, I didn't say I was 48. You said your son was 48 or your daughter.
Something like that.
I didn't say I was 48. I'm not 48.
Lisa, how old are you?
I'm in the third quarter of my life. I say life is like quarters. From 0 to 25, that's the first
colored
quarter of your
boy.
Life. From 25
Please
to 50, that's the
don't
second
do that.
Quarter of
don't
your
do
life.
That.
From 50 to
don't
75,
that.
That's the third quarter of your life. And from 75
don't do
to 100,
that. Don't do that.
That's the fourth. I'm in the third quarter. I'm in the third quarter of life.
Old, baby.
Okay, I'm 48.
Hey, Jay.
Whatever you
okay.
want me to be. I'm 48 and I'm a Virgo. What's your sign?
And my daughter's a Virgo too, so what?
I'm a Virgo. So you know about Virgo.
What does that mean? That means that we bump heads.
No, that means that,
that
I'm a devote. That means I'm a.
Like
that means that I'm a.
That means that I'm the ram and I will bump your head.
Ooh, Lord.
Wait, well, hey, Miles.
Yes, sir.
We want to, Miles. We better ask. We better ask where hubby at for 38 years married. We better ask where hubby at.
What about
we
Gemini?
Ask where hubby at? This,
my husband.
Where?
Bang your head. That's what Rams do, Jay. They bang heads, man.
Listen.
Oh,
he's
going to
bang
my head, too.
I've been around a long time now. You messing with somebody been around a long time.
60
years.
I
hear something in your voice now. Something in your voice. I don't know. Something in your voice like, you know, I got a magnetic attraction. Just, you know,
no,
opposite sex.
No, you did not. But I hear something in your voice that tells me that something is getting ready to happen in your life.
Yes.
Ooh.
Amen.
So, see, number one with me, I'm real. Number two, I hear something
that's, the name of
that's
my show.
Getting ready to happen into your life. Positive.
Oh.
There's a star.
Amen.
And the
positive
star that's up and coming, and you getting ready to get on the broadcast because you remember what you said. You prayed for this, and
yes.
You said, "God, I need this. I want this
yes.
to happen. I am trying to be the realest person that I can be for people."
Wait a minute.
Know.
You was on the show last week.
No, I was listening to the Lord tell me about you.
Oh, I said that last week.
I don't
week.
Know
you.
You
scaring me.
You
scaring me now. You scaring me. You scaring me.
So you need to ask my godson about me.
CJ, don't you see everybody on this show loves you, man.
You a prophet.
Love you, Jay. I am
love
a prophetess. Yes.
Yeah, you prophet in my prophecy.
I am a prophetess. Yes.
She's a ram, Jay. She's banging your head, bro.
I'm getting ready to bang your head so good that God gonna bless you.
All right.
Go ahead.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Knock some love into him.
I'm saying something that you won't even know. Oh, you thought I knew.
Yes.
I don't know you.
No.
Do I know you?
No, not at all.
I just said something that scared you.
Yes.
So, when I say something, you need to listen.
Okay. Listening is knowledge.
So.
I'm a good listener.
It is. It is knowledge. And just like I told you in the next couple of years, you can be okay. But the Lord just showed me a star. And you're going to be a star on a podcast. And guess what? I'm going to be right
what?
Here with
you. Okay.
You know why? Because we give out good information.
Right.
I never asked for this. But the Lord just said, you're getting ready to be a star. He said, because you on here tonight, your show getting ready to blow up exponentially. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me give out my cash app. Then, if I'm about to blow up, shoot, let me give out my cash.
Oh,
app
so you
gonna
give me some money?
I mean, yo, we could talk. I said,
baby,
I'm going to give out my podcast, my cash app, and then you said, give you some money.
I love you.
Baby,
as a
baby, honey.
I don't even know.
Hey, Miles, I told you, Miles. Baby, honey. We done went to baby and honey. Be careful.
Okay.
You talking to Jay Sean now. Be careful.
I'm telling you,
you got to do the history. You gotta Google Randy J. Sean Jackson.
I don't have to Google my name. The Lord already told me about you just now. The Lord told you to call me baby.
Baby and honey.
But you like my son.
I'm like your son.
You like my son.
I ain't that young.
So we gonna do a partnership? What you think?
Hey, Pastor, who is that? Who is that?
I'm just saying something that nobody said to you before.
Hey, Mr. Solution, help me out, Mr. Solution.
Press one, Mr. Solution.
No, go ahead. I'm enjoying. Go ahead, for real. Finish. I'm enjoying this for real, from the heart. You the godmother, but I really would like to know your first name.
My name is Brenda.
Brenda. Okay, I can see that. I can see a Brenda. Please tell me you're not light skinned.
Why would you want to know that? Because you have bad experiences?
With light-skinned women, yes.
I already got the sun.
It has nothing to do with skin.
You high yellow?
I'm going to be like Tiger Woods.
You must be light-skinned then.
No, I'm black as tar.
Highlight it.
Oh, okay. We going somewhere now. Keep it going. All right, darker the berry. We going somewhere with this now.
The sweeter the juice.
Everybody else just sit back.
Boy, you better get your life and watch how Jay Sean
talk to a woman who been married 38 years. Everybody sit back and watch y'all. Go ahead. Continue. Nobody listening. Continue. You darker than... Nah,
I'm just having a good time. If you want to know who I am, you need to contact my godson.
Okay, that's the plug. That's the plug, everybody. I'm good. Say no more. I'm going to contact Ruben, and that's it. Let's keep it on the low. Let's keep everything else on the low.
Hey, Pastor, your godmother,
she's something else, man. For real, I like her. For real, I really do. That's what podcasts are all about. I really like you. For real, I don't never think I'll say the word love, but I really like you. You cool.
Thank you.
Okay. So, wait a minute. What you said your name was?
Brenda.
Brenda. Brenda, and she's dark skin. And Brenda and dark skin. And how tall are you?
5'1".
5'1". Oh, okay. All right. How about the weight?
You have to see it to believe it.
How much you weigh? 160?
You have to see it to believe it.
180?
Hell no. No. I ain't that big. I'm sorry. Oh my God. You fried her.
One.
She said, "Oh hell no." Okay. Where we at? About 145, 150?
Oh Jesus, my God. Let me
That's
tell
good.
You, a woman 150? never really tell her age or her weight. Just know that I'm still old enough to be your mother. How about that?
Oh,
so you
okay.
looking for some granny woman walking with a damn chain? I don't know what you looking for.
You old enough to be my mother. I always liked the older women, so you know. It's all
Boy,
good.
You need to sit yourself down. Go sit down, and get on that potty chair. Cause guess what? You ain't ready for an older woman. So you be sitting there talking about, what do I do next?
See now what you doing? I'm really reading you now, for real. I'm reading you. I got a gift from God.
Like I said.
You see how you keep saying
boy.
I didn't correct you yet. Keep saying boy.
I don't mean no harm.
I'm just saying, that's three boys. Go ahead. I'm not saying nothing. That's three boys.
Boy. So what you going to do? You going to be in Shazam?
Nothing.
What the hell
are
you
going to
do?
Nothing.
You going to break out in a uniform? What?
Listen. Somebody said earlier, I think that was the pastor said that he could talk to somebody and then just from talking to him.
That was my godson,
that
he can talk to you.
Freedom.
And learn
but listen,
you.
For me,
but
let me
I
tell
you,
for
to
me,
to you. I
let me
know.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm like, don't tell somebody who's been working on cars 20 years that they don't know nothing about cars, or somebody that's been a doctor for 20 years, they don't know nothing about surgery. Like, so what I'm saying that for me, I specialize in women. So from me talking to you, I know you. You might think
and
that I don't know
what?
You.
What I just
but
told
I, but
you
I, well, listen,
a
listen,
little
listen.
While ago.
I know you. I know you. I know the inner you. If I could see you, if I could look at you, and if I could see you, I could tell you more. I won't do it on these lines, but I could tell you more about what you, how you feeling. I could tell you more about what you need. I could tell you more about what you want. I could tell you a lot about yourself. For real, just from talking to you, I could tell you a lot about yourself. I almost know what you look like. I could visualize what you look like. I could visualize what you look like. I could visualize what you want. I could visualize what you need. You very vibrant. That's a good thing. That you very vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a real good thing. Mm-hmm. And you speak with a lot of intellect, you know what I mean, but with a little hood in it, you know, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And you speak from the heart. That's another good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something deep down inside of you that I'm feeling. I'm feeling about you. You know, it's something deep down inside that I'm feeling that something is missing in your life. That's what I'm feeling about you. And the more I talk to you, the more I figure out that it's something that's missing. You talk a lot. See how you cut me off? We talk a lot. A lot of times when people talk a lot, it's reasons for that. And a lot of times when people don't listen, it's a reason for that. You know what I mean? But
just
keep talking. No, I've been listening to you. I even told you that I listened to you when you said good things that I might learn from. I said that. You know what I'm saying? So,
Did I tell you that you need to call your mother tomorrow?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Well, you need to call your mother tomorrow.
Okay. I'll do that.
Because, see, you so busy worrying about me.
Worrying about who?
Taking time for your family.
Okay.
Call your mother and make sure that she's okay.
I really do need to do that.
And you've been
ignoring. I really need to call her. I really need to call her and talk to her. You hit that. That's the first thing you said that was you hit right on the nail. You hit that right on the nose that I really need to talk to my mother. You really hit that right on the nose.
Alexa, what time is it?
Well, two things on the nail, but that's one thing that you hit that I really do need to talk to my mother. You really hit that on the nail. I will tell you that.
You know why you need to talk? We do not need to talk on this platform.
Right.
So.
Right.
This is not the platform.
Get her number so you can talk to her off this platform, Jay.
Thank you.
Who that, LaToya?
Yes.
That's LaToya?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, Jay.
I'm reading in between the
lines. LaToya, what you said? You said get her number and talk to her behind the stage, LaToya?
I'm the 0248 number.
Yes. Yes, that's
you got her number already. Don't you got her number on the board?
No, I don't got nobody's number. That's the pastor godmother. No, don't give your line out on the line because people will call you and drive you crazy.
I'll get it from the pastor.
I'll get it from the pastor.
No, you need to get it from your secretary right now because I need to talk to you right now.
Okay. So the other
Okay, go ahead. You want to talk to me on the line now, on the live?
Off the line.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's later. We'll talk later. We'll talk.
Because you said your podcast was from 8 to 10.
I know. We over it's now. It's costing me money. I'm over now. I'm good. Listen, this is what I'm saying. Listen, cash wasn't only good for me. It seemed like it was good for you. You know what I mean? But you might don't admit it, but I think that this podcast is something that you needed in your life at this time. You know, maybe your Friday nights wasn't really Friday nights. Because, you know, a lot of people, they tune into my show. I was scared to give my podcast on Friday. I was like, yo, it's Friday. People might doing whatever, but it seemed like now that I know Friday night is a good night because a lot of us that's mature, that we done did what we had to do, hang out and partied and everything, and now on Friday night we really don't got nothing to do, so we just come in, we just tune
but
in.
Still,
and like I said earlier, still, like I said it, earlier,
it
the
be,
podcast is good. Huh?
I'm sorry.
The podcast is good.
And people was checking in because I called in. Now, here's the thing. All jokes aside, and it's no joke, period. Me and you had a discussion about your mother and you. That has nothing to do with the podcast. You understand? So let the podcast call and cut that off.
Let the podcast
and then
what?
You and I talk. Let the podcast go because I'm talking to you personally.
Wow.
And let the podcast go.
Wow. That's some.
Okay.
Yo, that's some shit. Where you
from? Brenda?
Where you said you from? Where you from?
Colombia.
Where you say Colombia?
Yeah. Colombia.
You just told me to cut the let the podcast
because
go and talk
you don't
to you behind the scenes.
If, You don't want your personal you just information said that? Out there.
Yeah, but she didn't hear that. No, both our mothers are deceased.
My life story is in a. I wrote a book about my life story is in a book. I'm not
Baby.
Saying all that. Listen, I just said that. I just said we gonna talk. I just said that we gonna talk. It seems like that's all we doing now. Me and you, we just talking. Everybody else just listening.
But you
so we entertaining everybody. Unless
but,
something you got.
What she saying?
Listen.
What she saying, Jay? Get her number. Look in your phone. Or whatever have the computer, whatever.
Look
short.
I'm
just saying. No. Listen. And get her number.
Hey,
call
LaToya.
Her.
Yeah. You funny,
yes.
LaToya. You funny. You funny, LaToya, for real.
I'm saying, look at the number. Look at that and call her, Jay. That's all she's saying to you. That's all she's saying to you.
Unless you're scared to go one-on-one
okay.
with it, Jay.
I think that's
hey,
what
yo,
it is.
Hey, yo, watch it, Miles. Watch it. Three women.
Hey, Jay, you're a Patersonian, man. Stick up, man. Stick up. You're a Patersonian.
Watch it, Miles. Watch it. Hey, Pastor.
Hey, represent Patersonian.
Pastor, you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Pastor, you still here?
Well,
you just sitting back enjoying. You just sitting back and well, you know something. You not saying nothing. You know something about something. That's your godmother. You know something about something.
Babe.
Either you saying watch it, Jay Sean. Watch it.
Baby.
She dangerous. Or either you saying, oh, that's my crazy godmother
hello?
Talking. Hello.
She got a higher power than you, Jay.
And I hear you talking about me.
This is a good one.
Let's close all.
All right, Tito's week two.
Oh, sweat.
Just close it out.
Columbia, South Carolina. What's going
down.
On down there? What y'all drinking? What y'all drinking in Columbia, South Carolina? That's what I want to know.
Drinking?
That creek. We on that creek.
I was drinking Tito vodka, but I don't got any more.
Hello.
I was drinking Tito's.
Hello.
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 Who's saying that?
That's
Brandon.
Listen. Hold up. Hold on 1 second, everybody. If anybody else on the line, it's all these people on the line. It's the most, no lie to my audience, just the most people I've seen on the phone line in about a year. I'm not lying to nobody, and I got a popular show. There's so many people on the phone lines right now, and we passed 10 o'clock. It's 10:38. And nobody
hung
up. And we got all these people. We got all these people on the phone line. If somebody want to make a comment or something, you have to press 1, and I'll bring you
hello.
In. You know what I mean? And who keeps saying hello?
Hey.
Who is
hello?
That's the godmother
asking about you.
That's the godmother.
Are you drinking Teleport?
Hello.
Oh, she thinks she got lost. Anyway, look, we got another call on the line. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. We got a call on the line. Hold
how
on, everybody. Hold on. Godmother, hold on. We got a caller.
JJ, what's going down, man?
Hello.
0242. What's good? How you doing?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, this Lee.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah. What's going on,
Leon?
What's going on, Jay?
How you doing?
What's going on, Ruben?
I'm doing good, man. How
are you? Good, brother. You know, one point that was made earlier, Jay, and you have to hear what you're listening to. You made a point, and you said it to Ruben. You said, it's something else when you got somebody on the line that knows you, right?
Right.
And
right.
I think LaToya was right. But what you could have did was you could have took her backstage and you could have got her number. Y'all could have changed number and then you can call her, you know, when you get off the line. She says she has a daughter or a son that's 48. So that would make her, Jay, that would make her either in her late 60s or early 70s. At least.
Oh.
That's at least. That's not by most. That's at least. Right? That would still make her young. Right? So what I'm saying is she said a lot of stuff to you. She said a lot of stuff to you, Jay, that she already knows. You understand what I'm saying? She already knows some of the things that she's expressing to you. So, and then she said about she's a ram. Rams smashes into each other. Sometimes they leave each other dizzy, and sometimes they break each other's neck. She also said that, if I'm not mistaken, she said that, if I heard it right, she said that she was a prophet. That's what I thought I heard her say, that she was a prophet. Right? Well, we know what the prophets did. And there is no denominations. There's no such thing as denomination in the Bible. So you got to watch who you're talking with, Jay. And me, I would be very interested in knowing what she knows. He knows.
Jay, you did say she said something that you had on the show last week and she wasn't on it.
Hold up, Miles. No, that's not. She may not have been, but other people are. That's what you got. You got to look at what you're listening to. She's not on here talking like she don't know you. She knows you, or she knows of you, or somebody told her about you. There's no way she could have that much information and not know it. Prophets didn't go around. Prophets didn't run around telling other people about themselves that they didn't know. They went around spreading the Lord's message that came from the Lord. So I'm just saying, Jay, you know, for me, I'd be very interested in knowing.
Thank you.
Okay. What you talking about?
Thank you. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. That's some. Hey Leon, you was good with that one, Leon. You know when you said I didn't think of that. I didn't think about that, Leon. When you said that,
I am not a liar.
No, not a lie. Hold on. If
Thank
Leon said
you.
if you got a child at 48. Then you got to be at least, what you said, Leon?
Late 60s or early 70s.
Early 70s. That's at least.
Oh, well, now I know why you call me a young man. Now I know why you call me a young man. I didn't put the math together that fast.
Because he still got us on live. Evidently.
So, Jay, that means she in that 75%,
ain't she? So stop. Hold up. Let me ask you a question, Miss Brenda. Prophesy me, Miss Brenda.
You're a young man, light skin, nice built. There's a girl that you like, but she's
Ooh.
Not into you. You keep giving her things, and she's like, oh, well, I like it. Thank you. Something is short there because she's been still dealing with the ex-man. Now, y'all made love. You made love to this girl. And she's like, mm-hmm. And she faked it. She faked the whole shit. And she's like, oh, I love it. But you know why? Because you got money. And the next man don't got a damn thing to give her. You understand what I'm saying?
Leon, are you light-skinned?
No.
You dark-skinned?
But that's the light-skinned guy that she's screwing.
but you said I was light-skinned, though.
No, I didn't mean you. I didn't mean you.
You said that I had a lot of money.
You're the light-skinned guy. No, you're not
light-skinned,
like,
hey,
but
you're
brown-skinned like
Brenda,
me.
Brenda,
Brenda, what's your sign? Aries. Wait a minute. Where's Aries?
I can tell you this, Jay. She said some things.
What?
She said some things, Jay. She said some things that was true, and she said some things that weren't true.
But she said some things that was true.
That you're not like him, but he is. The things that is true that you keep trying to give her the world. You can't.
Ooh. I love Michigan.
Wow. Are we going to Columbia?
You can't give.
I gotta call it tonight, Jay.
Okay,
you out? What I'm saying, Jay, is get her number.
All right, Miles. No, I'm going to get it from the past.
Well, Jay didn't want to get my number.
I'm working right now. I'm going to get your number from the pastor. I'm working. No, you don't get my number from the pastor.
You get my number direct.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't want to give it out on the line for everybody
to hear it. Get my email.
All right, hold on. Know what? Hold on one second. Everybody, hold on. Give me one minute. Let me see. Every people texting me and calling me, like, I really appreciate the love.
You got kids?
Who?
You got children?
Of course I got children.
You have children?
Course. Children.
Well,
yes.
Okay. You need to call me.
Hold on one minute.
Call me.
I'm trying to. Just give me one second. Give me the number. I'll call you.
Give me one second, everybody.
Y'all bugging. Listen. Everybody, because this week, like, we packed 10 o'clock. The people that's on the link, they can't hear us. Only the people on the phone, we still can hear each other. So what we going to do? Look, I'm going to take, I got to take one quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to them faster and everything before we close out. We really having a good show tonight, and I really appreciate that.
I love you.
Hold on one second. Yo, we'll be right back after this song. Everybody, stay with us. Stay with us, please.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know, I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cuff, please. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep
you right. I'll keep my hair fixed, back in the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder I will over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day.
We back with the show. Tonight we ain't going to do like we did last week when we did like 3 hours and something like that. Because that cost me a lot of money. And I don't know. I'm going to put this out there. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of podcasts, we don't really ask for donations and all that stuff. But if somebody did have it in their heart to send a donation, $5, whatever, I'm just going to put my Cash App out there. Is some $JASHON. That's Jay Sean. $JASHONJ. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting that out there. None of our podcasts, we don't ever ask for donations or nothing, but I mean, I always tell people how I was strolling through Facebook on a Sunday morning, and I was feeling kind of down. I saw this pastor that I knew from Patterson, and I listened to it. And it uplifted me and made me feel good. And at the end of his podcast, he said, "Oh, y'all cash at me $10 so I can get some gas." Now, I know he was joking, but I cashed at them $10. You know what I mean? But not because I thought about he was putting it in his gas tank or he was going to buy his daughter something. I did it because I did it from the heart, and that I enjoyed his conversation. I enjoyed his sermon, and it was uplifting, just like podcasts do. If you enjoy the podcast and it's uplifting and it's something like good for you to do on Fridays and you want to tell people about it, it's not going to kill you to cash app somebody $5. I donate $10 every Sunday to that pastor for the last 2 months since I first heard his first sermon. I'm not saying $10 is a lot of money. I'm just saying that's what I do because I enjoy listening to the Sunday morning sermon at 10:30, and there's nothing else I want to do. Just like some people sit and wait for my podcast to come on. It's Friday. It's almost 8. Let's get ready. Yo, keeping it real with Jay Sean. That fool is coming on. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're going to get some laughs, and you know you're going to get some education, and you know you're going to get a lot of things, you know, when you listen to the podcast. And believe it or not, all of us that got podcasts, me, Shadi, Malai, Dre, my sister, Ray Boogie, Forrest, yo, podcast is work. It's not easy work. I tell everybody, once my podcast ends tonight, I'm already thinking about my podcast for next Friday night. And I'm doing research, and I'm on YouTube, and I'm Google, and I'm listening to Alexander the Great, and I'm listening to Socrates, and I'm listening to Albert Einstein, and I'm listening to T.D. Jakes and Melvin Moore, and I'm listening to all kind of relationship podcasts, and I'm listening to everything, and I'm writing down notes and shit. You know, that's what I do. I don't just get up here and talk blind like I don't know nothing. No, I have a lot of knowledge, and I put I dedicate a lot of hours every week and prepare myself for my podcast. Even though when I get on here, I never use my notes, but I got a bunch of paper here for notes, a bunch of paper. You can hear it. I got a bunch of notes here. I just never use them because I'm fortunate enough to have enough listeners and followers that my listeners dictate my show, and that's a good thing. I really hate to go, but it's getting late, and we gonna sign off in a minute. But before we sign off, I want to give a very somebody got to mute their phone. Hold on. Let me finish. Before I go, I'm going to give everybody opportunity to talk. Before I finish, I got to bring the pastor back on here. You still here, Pastor?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I hope everybody, let me say what I got to say. Like I said, it's a reason for everything, and I believe God bring people into different lives for different reasons and different things. I believe that me and you met last week. It was a reason for you to come on this podcast this week and tell your story, promote your book. I'm sure you touched a lot of people's hearts in more ways than you even know, you know what I mean, because you touched mine, you know what I mean? Like I said, and we was able to build a rapport, and you always welcome to come on my show. Listen, promote anything you want to do. Anything you want to do from now on, from this day forward, you officially a friend to the show. You know what I mean? And any kind of help you need from the show, if we could help you, then, you know, me, Dre, my graphic designer, or my team, you know what I mean? We appreciate helping you, you know, anything, you know, if we can.
Yes,
I hope, you know, like, you doing a podcast, you know, I hope it was up to your expectations. If I forgot anything, you know what I mean, I'll give you an opportunity at the end, you know, to say what you got to say. You brought your people on, you know, that's the best thing in the world is when you got friends and family to support you. Like your godmother and your cousin and Omar and everybody else, like, because I always say day one, who is my day one people? Like, it's a lot of people out here who don't even have friends. You hear my best friend is on the one, two of my best friends is on the line. One since I knew since I was 9 years old, and one since I knew myself. You know what I mean? They on the line. And I always define people like this. You can define people by their friends.
Right.
There's some people that don't even got friends that long. Like I said, me and Shadi knew each other since we was 9 years old. I'm flattered that your godmother think I'm young as her kids. But Brenda, let me tell you, and without any further ado, anything like that, I'm not young as your children. I'll just tell you like this. Hello, testing.
Hello.
You still? Everybody still here?
Oh, yeah, we still here. Go ahead.
Yes, we're here.
They sent me a. They, They sent me a message saying they was cutting me off. But me and Shadi been friends since we was 9 years old, and me and him been, and I'll leave it like this, me and him been friends since we was, we've been friends for 50 years. So I'll let everybody add that up. But we've been friends for 50 years, and I met him when I was 9, and he was 9 in fourth grade. But age ain't nothing but a number, so we not getting wrapped up in all that. The moral of the story is, I appreciate everybody that called my show, Latoya, Leon, Miles, Forrest, my sister, Omar, everybody that called in. Like, you know how they like to say it take a village? Yo, it takes everybody. And all the podcasts, we gotta do that for all the podcasts. We gotta call my podcast on Friday. We gotta call Shadi podcast on Wednesday. We gotta call my sister podcast on Thursday. We gotta call the other podcasts on Sunday. We gotta listen to grown folks talking podcasts. We all gotta support each other. And that's how we make it. See, I'm doing this when I'm talking like this. I'm doing this for everybody. I'm not worrying about myself because, see me, I was born to do this. I was born to do what I'm doing. I'm an author of 7 books. I wrote 7 movies. I had a movie in a movie theater, and now I'm a podcaster. I'm writing my cousin's life story right now. I'm an author. I'm a movie writer. I'm a movie producer. I'm a movie director, and now I'm a podcaster. And like me and Forrest like to say, yo, you could do the podcast forever until you die. Like, you could sit down. As long as you could talk, you could do a podcast. So I'll be doing this for a while. And my goal is to my goal ain't to just sit here and just talk to people. I want to be syndicated. I want to be a podcast on Revolt TV, or I want to have a big podcast with a team where I'm heard all across the world. Like, this just ain't for Passaic County or nothing like this. My podcast, I want to be heard all over the world because I got something to say. I wasn't, like, I'm not here just, God didn't wake me up today just for nothing, like, and wake me up every day. You know what I mean? I know I got a purpose here. When you hear me talk about love, please don't take it out of context. You know, let's get wrapped up in so much into love and so much into hate. You know what I mean? Because it's a thin line between love and hate, whether you know it or not. That's not just a saying. That's real. You got people out here who don't know and can't separate between what's, you know what I mean? And for all the people out here that hear me out, that's searching for love, that's cool. I respect you. But when you're searching for love, you got to remember certain things. Like, you got to remember, you searching for love, like, and you might run into problems and people run into friends and they don't mean the best for you. Yo, we got to start running to God. Because that's the bigger figure. I know, of course, right. I know about God. Because we got a lot of hate out here. You got people who follow you on Facebook, but they won't like your post. But they'll follow you because they want to see what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, they interested in your life. And we got to be careful of a lot of certain things. It's more like love don't keep a marriage together. Love don't keep people together. It's more than love. It's values. Because, like I said, you could meet a million people. You meet people to say, "Oh, I love that." You can meet somebody, yo, or what's up? You still married? No, I'm divorced, but I still love them. Well, shit, then love didn't keep y'all together. Oh, you meet somebody, yeah, you and him still together, you and her still together. No, we not still together, but I still love them. Okay, well, love didn't keep y'all together. It take more than love to keep relationships together. And you know what I'm saying? And that's just how I feel. I'm not trying to turn nobody against love. I wish love on the whole planet Earth. I'm not wishing love against nobody. You know what I mean? Do I got people I care about? Of course. Do I got people that mean something to me in my heart? Of course. I'm just saying, and I'm not talking to really married people right now. I'm not really talking about married people. I'm talking about people that's single, people that's looking for love or looking for a relationship or want to be in love, people who can't be at home by themselves and can't spend a Friday night by themselves and watch TV, can't go to dinner by themselves, can't go to the movies Baby. By themselves. I'm talking to people like that, people who Baby. Can't be with their own self. And then expecting other people to be with them. You know what I mean? That's what I'm not talking about married people, because if you married, then work on it. Make it work. That's all I got. I've been there, done that 2 times. So Baby. That's what I know. But look, we about to close out the show. Man, I had a good time. I was tired. I didn't know how this podcast was going to go. I was very tired earlier. I'm surprised I made it through the whole podcast. I didn't fall asleep like I did last week. It's 11:06. We an hour over the time. I really appreciate. Oh, man, I had a good time talking to you, Pastor. I had a good time talking to your cousin. Very good time talking to your godmother. The people you got to remember, like I said earlier, no matter where you are, you got to remember there you are. Relationships, they hard, but if you work at it, I believe that it'll be okay. You can't have one person working and not the other person work. I believe it takes 2 people working to make a relationship work. You have to find people. If you find a man who don't care about women, I'm talking about a man who don't care about your emotions, then that's not the man for you. If you find a man that lacks self-esteem and lack confidence, or if you find a woman who lacks self-esteem or lack confidence, them not the ones. You have to find people that's compatible with you. And don't forget it's work, because a lot of people is broken out here. You know, a lot of men is broke. A lot of women is broke. And it's work required to repair a broken man or a broken woman. You have to allow them time to heal. You have to allow them time to hurt. In order for them to come back strong. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to be happy. Do I want to be happy? I want to be happy too. Trust me, I want to be able to trust. I want to be able to love somebody. I want to be able to trust somebody. I want to be able to care for people. You know, I want to be that person too. I'm not up here just playing games.
Okay.
Who's trying to talk? Who's that? Let me guess.
I was saying, do you really want that?
Do I really want what?
A person that has been hurt loved the most. A person that has been hurt loved the most.
Oh,
so
a person that's
I'm
been hurt and loved the most?
I'm looking at you. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Okay.
Because you've been hurt the most. And you love the most. The only thing is, you haven't found that woman that you can love. You understand what I'm saying? You've been hurt a lot. Now, you looking for that woman that can compliment you, understand what you've been through, and deal with that. Now, on the flip side, a woman that been hurt the most and find that right man, how do he get over that? Because she had a man that did her wrong. So, y'all got to compromise. You've been hurt. She been. She was abused. You was abused. So, I don't think that two people that been in the same situation need to be together. Know why?
Why?
Because hurt just gets hurt. I think that when a woman got hurt, they need to take their time out. A man get hurt, they take their time out. But one thing about a man, he ain't gonna wait longer than a woman. He gonna go out there and do what he do. It don't have nothing to do with the woman that he loves. Now, a man can go out there because his feelings ain't the same as a woman. A woman feels differently. And when a man steps out on a woman, that's like, oh, my God, totally disrespect. And they don't care. So, love is different between a man and a woman. A woman loves more than a man. A man, they're like, oh, if she died tomorrow, 2 weeks later, a man is with another woman. If a man died for a woman that's her husband, she don't get over it for years. You understand what I'm saying? It's different. Totally.
Okay.
Because when a man gives himself to a woman and professes that he